this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Undeterred by lawsuits and rumors of lawsuits, President Trump's drive to cut government waste and reduce spending rolls on.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific, and says the next department he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Bret Baier that's what the American people elected him to do, and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. The world's richest person has been criticized as DOGE attempts to make massive cuts, some blocked by the courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Mr. Trump spoke prior to last night's Super Bowl, becoming the first sitting American president to attend the big game. Philadelphia demolished Kansas City, defeating the Chiefs 40-22. The Eagles avenging their defeat to the Chiefs a couple of years ago, shattering Kansas City's hopes of winning a third consecutive Super Bowl title. And mayhem engulfed Philadelphia following the Eagles' big win. Rioters setting fires in the streets and taunting police, destroying property and commandeering vehicles. Definitely not a night to be driving the streets of Philadelphia. President Trump planning a new round of tariffs, a 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. And that's not all. Mr. Trump considering tariffs on any country that taxes U.S. imports.
A country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same. So very reciprocal, because I think that's the only fair way to do it. That way, nobody's hurt.
In the president's words, if they charge us, we charge them. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 143 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 136. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And good Monday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. A problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel already. Broken down vehicle just as you're going into the tunnel southbound. That's on 895. You'll see the red X on the overhead sign. Left-hand lane only right now. And they're waiting for a wrecker to probably get in there and push them out. Maybe this one police car can push them out. But it's right at the beginning of the tunnel. So already we'll get a quick backup towards O'Donnell Street. We'll be watching for that and come back in 10 minutes and update you there. But in the meantime, there will be at least some overflow traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. BW Parkway pretty active already southbound in the area of the ramps at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry weather to kick off the work week. A few clouds today, 44. Winter storm watch tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow tomorrow afternoon. Heavier snow overnight. Tapering off to a mix of rain and snow later Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 35 degrees. A couple degrees warmer downtown. Baltimore has 37 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 21 state's attorneys general to stand with federal employees challenging the Trump administration's buyout plan. They say the so-called fork in the road directive is an attempt to force federal workers to choose with only days to decide between accepting a, quote, legally fraught buyout and potentially being terminated. Yesterday, the coalition moved to file an amicus brief in support of a motion for a temporary restraining order filed by the federal workers. Brown said Maryland is home to thousands of hardworking federal employees who serve the nation with a distinction every day, and he stands with them in opposition to the ultimatum that threatens their livelihoods and careers and will disrupt the vital services they provide. Baltimore County Police investigating a weekend shooting on Route 40 in the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 11,000 block of Pulaski Highway just before 6 o'clock in the morning Saturday, where they found a 43-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. His injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. Anne Arundel County Police arrested a suspect in connection with a shot-fired incident in Pasadena last month. Police were called to a home in the 7800 block of Huff Court on January 12, found that several gunshots had been fired into the house. There were several people in the house at the time. No one was injured. On Friday, detectives arrested and charged 27-year-old Montrell Musa for his alleged involvement in the shooting. Detectives believe that there are additional suspects, and the investigation is ongoing. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Lottery numbers from last night. 294 was your pick three. Your pick four, 8037. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and work their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true, thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, a commanding performance in front of the commander-in-chief.
Third and 16, Mahomes rolling out. Looking, firing, intercepted, picked up by Cooper DeJean, gets a block, DeJean is in, touchdown!
Happy 22nd birthday, Cooper DeJean, and what a defensive performance by the Eagles in general. Six sacks, three takeaways, and this game was over midway through the second quarter. Philadelphia 40, Kansas City 22. The Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. Post-game reaction, first from the Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts.
Still processing it, you know. It's been a long journey. It's been a journey of ups and downs and highs and lows, and I've always stayed true to it in the end, and having this vision of just being the best that I can be.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes puts the loss on his shoulders.
Credit to the Eagles, man. They played better than us from start to finish. We didn't start how we wanted to. Obviously, the turnovers hurt. And, I mean, I take all the blame for that. I mean, just those early turnovers swing the momentum of the game.
And wide receiver Xavier Worthy says they won't forget this loss.
I feel like we're going to be back. Just use this as fail to build just more. I'm out of words right now. I'm not even gonna lie. It's just to build on next season to get better. Use this as motivation. Then come harder next year.
I think most people who watched that game were out of words. The loss gives Philadelphia their second Super Bowl championship in 7 years, and of course it prevents the Chiefs from becoming the league's first three-peat champions in the Super Bowl era. Coming up at 6:35, is this loss the end of an era? And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, February 10th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program in this hour, Maryland lawmakers clash over the ICE bill introduced by Senator Bill Folden. And we'll also take a look at Kristi Noem visiting in North Carolina. Good news for folks there with Trump taking over for FEMA. Top story, though, is the Super Bowl 59. The good, the bad, the ugly, the game, the halftime show, the commercials. And, yes, the first time a sitting president ever attended the Super Bowl.
I think just the spirit of the country, the country's taken on a whole new life. I thought it would be a good thing for the country to have the president be at the game.
Yes, and, well, misery loves company. Like President Trump, I also picked the Chiefs.
I guess you have to say that when a quarterback wins as much as he's won, I have to go with Kansas City. I have to go with Kansas City. At the same time, Philadelphia has a fantastic game. It's going to be just a great game.
Yeah, it was not a great game, but it was a dominant defensive performance by the Eagles. Six sacks, three turnovers. We'll talk more about that with Gary coming up at the top of the hour. But they didn't show a lot of Trump on screen, but when they showed him during the national anthem, listen to the crowd. Yeah, so they were cheering the Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, during the national anthem. Tay-Tay, however, did not get a warm reception. She kind of looked annoyed. She gave a side glance like, are you kidding me? I'm Taylor Swift. I'm being booed. Are you kidding me?
Well, when you identify yourself with one of the two teams and half the stands are made up of fans of the other team, what do you figure is going
to
happen?
Yeah, it's like you can root for anybody you want to, but the question is that the NFL was trying to constantly push her down everybody's throats in an attempt to, let's face it, it was a marketing ploy to embrace the next generation of voters. But you got to give credit where credit is due. They beat two good teams, Washington, and took turnovers from them and destroyed them in the NFC Championship and did the same thing to the Chiefs, who were obviously a very good football team. But the Eagles, it was their day. They wanted it more. So give props to them.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. A man was literally glued to his television yesterday. By that, I mean he had super glow. He accidentally touched the TV, and he was there for most of the afternoon until his wife went out and got him some nail polish remover. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Actually, I didn't use the super glue until I put it on my eyes at halftime.
Yes, just to keep them open?
No, shut them up.
Shut them?
Yes. As soon as I knew, halftime, close them up, that's it. I went to bed at halftime, I didn't care.
Yeah.
The broken down vehicle southbound Old Harbor Tunnel has cleared. It was out of there within 5 minutes or so, so it wasn't too bad. But backed us up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp, so we'll see if we recover. And we really didn't get a lot of overflow traffic at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but right now we're busy, so 895, just be prepared. Could be a little bit slow and recovering as you're going south. This morning, one wreck should be on the shoulder, Howard County, eastbound Route 100 at Longgate Parkway. If you're coming off the ramp there on 100 after Route 29, you'll have some flashing lights, but with room to get by. Nothing out of the ordinary so far on the Beltway. We'll be watching for the construction that may begin to set up on northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it'll be partly sunny and dry, 44 today, but then it gets interesting. Winter storm watch in effect tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow. They say an inch or less Tuesday afternoon. The heavier snow then comes Tuesday night into Wednesday morning and eventually turns to rain. So yes, it really depends on where you are. I think this is one of those storms that are predicting less to the north of 95 than they are to the south and east of 95.
Okay.
So it could be 2 to 5 inches north of 95 mm-hmm. and 5 inches or more.
I thought 95 ran north-south.
I'm just saying there's a 95. When you come from D.C., it does run north-south, but
yeah. They're
saying to the north of that boundary.
Oh, I see.
To the northwest.
Kind of northeast and southwest.
Correct.
Okay, so to be precise.
North, kind of north-south, west-east-west.
Yeah, thank you for completely confusing that. Time for some one-liner
news. Just ask her questions.
Here. Donald Trump signed an executive order that ends Joe Biden's push for paper drinking straws within the federal government and will bring back the plastic straws. Trump saying this will make it easier for Joe to suck down his Metamucil.
Yes. This thing's going to get mushy after a second and a half.
Yeah, mushy.
The president is also suing CBS for $20 billion over Kamala Harris's edited interview on 60 Minutes. Really, who would want to see an unedited interview of Kamala Harris, right? Every interview with her should be edited down to 30 seconds or less.
I saw some of it. It's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. They're going to settle. They're going to have to settle. Trump also says he will not deport Prince Harry because Harry already has enough problems with his wife, Meghan.
You ain't lying.
Who Trump says is terrible. Trump said Harry's one of those immigrants who's doing the jobs that Americans refuse to do.
Right? It's true.
Absolutely.
That was a classic one.
It really was.
New study of highway safety claims the Tesla Cybertruck appears to be more deadly than the infamous Ford Pinto.
Really?
Yeah. They also say it's uglier than the AMC Pacer as well.
When I'm soapbox derby, I carve something very much like this.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that.
Kind of looks like a soapbox derby thing. Several counties in Illinois want to secede from the state and become part of Indiana, but no one has nothing to do with the Cubs, the White Sox, or Bears. Okay. Just want to make sure you know that. Okay.
I said it with Cook County.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game? Did you watch half the game? Whatever the case may be. Game turned out to be a dud. Eagles just completely crushing the Chiefs, ruining their hopes for three-peat. But everybody's talking commercials. What were some of the best and worst commercials? One of the best is when Meg Ryan recreated her scene from When Harry Met Sally with Billy Crystal.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so good. It's so...
This one's real.
Now,
that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
Hard to recreate in 30 seconds.
Though. Right, yeah.
I mean, it was cute. But, you know, I kind of like the Pringles commercials with the flying mustache and the eyebrows.
See,
that was hard.
I missed all the commercials.
I didn't say anything I liked.
How about the sloth? I thought the sloth one was pretty funny.
Never saw that one.
Yeah, no. that was pretty good. And then seal as a seal.
Yes.
The worst, they say, is this one starring Kanye West, who was in a dentist chair getting new bling in his mouth.
So what's up, guys? I spent like all the money for the commercial on these new teeth. So once again, I had to shoot it on the iPhone.
Deadly.
Go to easy.com.
Brutal. Okay. Just brutal. Yeah. $8 million for that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the bling. I thought we'll get into the halftime show here on the other side of the break. That was just, you know, the NFL's got to be the, I don't know who's more woke, the NBA or the NFL. I think it's a pretty close tie.
Yeah.
But everything the NFL does. I didn't watch much of the pregame because, you know, I got other stuff to do. But
you have a life to lead.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I was preparing for the show today, but I did catch about an hour out. And it's just everything they do is calculated. Did you see Lady Gaga, her performance?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing, but she looks like she's albino now. Did you notice that? Her eyebrows are white, and she looks like she's... So you had the NFL who was like, you know, is going as black as they can, and then they bring in the albino Lady Gaga.
I'm sure that was just for balance.
For contrast, I suppose. Yes. I don't know what that was all about.
Not a gesture set.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the worst halftime show ever. Kendrick Lamar. And
I was so glad I could fast forward through that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was still doing show prep too. And
oh,
I,
there was a pro-Palestinian guy that got in.
Oh, really?
With a flag, yeah.
Wonderful.
And he was able to run around with a flag for at least a minute before they finally figured out, oh, he's not part of the show.
He's not part of the show.
Because he was wearing like a black jumpsuit, like the rest of the dancers. Somebody infiltrated, obviously. And then he was running around on stage, on the field, for a full minute before they finally got him. So it's just crazy. But I thought they would show Trump a little bit more than they did. It was almost like they made a concerted effort
not
to show
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't remember seeing him at all during the game.
There was one time.
One time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, there was the time during the national anthem when he was saluting. He was
right.
There with Ivanka and his grandson, Eric. But other than that, there wasn't much. All right. Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 621. More on the Super Bowl. Your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over 4 decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
By the way, Mike wants to know, what the is a Tay-Tay? Tay-Tay is a reference to Taylor Swift, not to be confused with Ote, which is buckwheat.
Yes.
So I want to make sure you kind of got the difference here.
Yes.
Ote Packy.
Thank you so much for clarifying that. It's 6:23 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Buckwheat Whitaker.
There's a broken down vehicle in the median outer loop right at the bridge at 83. So they're kind of tucked in against the guardrail. A little bit slow there. If you're coming underneath Charles Street, you'll see it. And there's some flashing lights there. It looks like a state police car is behind it. So it's on the outer loop headed west over towards 83 in the JFX, but is kind of crowding a little bit into that left-hand lane. Minor wreck in the median, eastbound Route 100, Longgate Parkway, Howard County, room to get by there. Still recovering, but a little better. A little slow, though, southbound 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and the ramp coming off of 95 south
onto Russell Street and eventually down to the BW Parkway. That long ramp is really slow as you make the turn to head south onto 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be partly dry and sunny today, 44, and then a winter storm watch in effect tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. We're going to get some of that frozen stuff accumulating anywhere from 2 to 5 inches throughout the area. So we'll keep a better eye on that later tonight and early tomorrow morning. Right now, 29 with a winter storm watch in effect in the city, 29 in Columbia, and we're still talking about Super Bowl, the good, the bad, the ugly. I understand it was in New Orleans. It was the eighth time that New Orleans had it, and there had to be a little bit of New Orleans, you know, theme so on and so forth. And so America the Beautiful, which had Lauren Daigan singing the song, it was done with to a trombone by Trombone Shorty. It had a little bit of jazz feel to it. First time I really heard America the Beautiful in that kind of a version. It was okay.
Yeah.
Not crazy about it. Get your thoughts on this national anthem by New Orleans native John Batiste.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright?
Now, to me, I like a more uplifting, inspirational, up-tempo national anthem. This was sort of a kind of a bluesy, you know, jazz rendition.
Look, it's a cool song, the way you sang it, but it was not the national anthem the way I picture it in my brain.
Right.
I'm perfectly fine with somebody saying a piece of music, but for me, the national anthem... listening to Beyonce sing it or any other Whitney Houston sing it, that is much more what I have in mind for the national anthem without people screaming, oh, in the middle.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But, well, it went downhill from there. Of course, the game was 24-0 at halftime.
Yeah, it's great.
And then they unleashed this at halftime.
Yeah.
Salutations! It's your Uncle Sam.
Sam Jackson.
And this is the great
up, looking for the black leaf, hot key. Keep a horn on me, that kabasi. IP ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off in my feet.
Kristen loves this, man. This is her kind of music. Hampsteadonians love this stuff.
17 minutes of
was horrible.
The worst halftime ever. Look, and I'm not a rap fan. I'm going to give you that up front. But I can appreciate talent. And there are some rappers out there who've got talent who are at least somewhat entertaining.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything entertaining about that at all, other than the dancers. I mean, that was visually interesting.
I watched for 30 seconds, think, ooh, this is deadly. I scanned forward because I had recorded, and I was, you know, still at that time, I hadn't caught it to live yet. Scanned forward by 30 seconds, started again. Ooh, that was deadly. Yeah. Go forward by another minute. Wow, this is still deadly. I mean, eventually, I just said, to hell with it. I just went up and...
So go back for you know what, and giggles, and look at the halftime performance at Super Bowl I. Versus Super Bowl 59. It is eye-opening. Sheila says, the Super Bowl game was great. I love to see the Chiefs go down and stay down. Swift, Kelsey, too. The commercials and commercial messages were dreadful. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Because I don't have a regular TV, I watched a game on someone's laptop computer on the internet. It's called YouTube and all that.
Yeah.
It was on Fox, so I couldn't tell as far as commercial whether it was the same commercial you were seeing on regular TV or not, because they had some ads for their upcoming YouTube shows and so forth. So it was a bit different coverage, I will tell you. And that was a very long game. That didn't end until 10-17.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be over with this one-sided blowout when it was finally determined before 10 o'clock, actually.
Because of the halftime show. The halftime is usually about 10 minutes, 12 minutes in the NFL. It was 30 minutes last night because they got to go the staging and everything else on and off the field. So that's why it's a longer game. Mark, thanks for the call. Thanks for your perspective. Fred says, is it not appropriate when most of the players are black to sing the black national anthem? Well, they did. They did it an hour before kickoff. They did sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. So that was there. But it wasn't next to America the Beautiful or our really only national anthem that we have, of course. It applies to everybody. But
look, I think it's a nice song, but this we're going to draw an equivalence between Lift Every Voice and Sing and the national anthem, I think, is a false equivalence. I think I have no problem with people singing the song, but no, that does not have equal stature.
Well, since it was in New Orleans, I was wondering where was the Creole national anthem or the Cajun national anthem.
Yeah, either one of those.
Yeah, either one would have been fine.
Yeah.
All right, 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County Police investigating a weekend shooting on Route 40 in the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 11,000 block of Pulaski Highway just before 6 a.m. Saturday. They found a 43-year-old man with a gunshot wound to his leg. A victim taken to a hospital for treatment. His injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. Circumstances surrounding the shooting remain under investigation. Anyone with information asked to please call the police. Anne County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a shots-fired incident in Pasadena last month. Police called to a home in the 7800 block of Huff Court on January 12. They found that several gunshots had been fired into the home. There were several people in the home at the time. No one was injured. On Friday, detectives arrested and charged 27-year-old Montrell Musa for his alleged involvement in the shooting. Detectives believe there are additional suspects and the investigation is ongoing. Still no word on the cause of last week's two-alarm fire at the State Highway Administration facility in Centerville. This Thursday night fire caused an estimated $800,000 in damage to the structure, contents, vehicles, and related machinery. A team of deputy state fire marshals say the fire remains under investigation, but at this time there's no evidence of a criminal act. Former Channel 11 education reporter, a guy that many of us in this business have met over the course of a number of years, Dr. Tim Tootin, has passed away. Tim retired in 2023 after more than 35 years with Channel 11. In addition, his award-winning broadcasting work, Tootin was a pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries and an affiliate broadcasting professor at Loyola University in Maryland. According to Channel 11, Tootin is survived by his wife, Charlene, his children, and his grandchildren. 6:32 right now. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3294, your pick 4837, and now traffic over there on the Threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop now filling in quickly, of course, anywhere from 795 down through Route 40. Been looking at several of the cameras through there. Don't see anything in the roadway, just the normal heavy traffic coming south. It gets better after Frederick Road. The broken down vehicle that was against the guardrail on the outer loop at I-83 in Charles Street, that has cleared now, so the top side of the beltway looks good. Only some brief delays right now. We did recover from an earlier problem at the old Harbor Tunnel. We're busy at both the tunnels, but the lanes are clear. Very nice on the JFX earlier. Fine coming in from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry weather to kick off the work week. A few clouds today, 44. Winter storm watch tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow tomorrow afternoon. Heavier snow overnight. Tapering off to a mix of rain and snow later Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Dominant performance by the Eagles last night in New Orleans. Game was basically over early. And with 2:40 to play in the first half, Philly ended any hope for Kansas City.
Now the Eagles get it back. We're going to run some clock. Or maybe it's throw the dagger. Hurts going deep. Fire off.
And listen to the commentary here from Tom Brady.
Wow.
Wow, seriously? That's it? A pedestrian performance at best by Brady, but it was better than the Chiefs as the Eagles pummel Kansas City 40-22. The final, they are the 2025 Super Bowl champions. Post-game reaction, first from Saquon Barkley about winning it all.
That's what it's all about. You dream about these moments as a little kid, and you know, it's just amazing to have your family and friends, and especially your family, you know, been with me through it all, the ups and the downs, and here we are, world champs.
Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts.
I thought we had a focus group out there. You know, offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board, and then defense played their off. They played how they played all year.
And then in the Chiefs locker room, head coach Andy Reid on the pressure of a three-peat.
Listen, I don't think so. I mean, it's hard playing in this. I mean, it's a tough game. It's best against the best. And so I think they're more focused on that than they are three-peats and all that stuff. That wasn't a big issue.
And here's a great local angle. Eagles defensive tackle Thomas Booker, a 2017 Gilman grad, a 2025 Super Bowl champion. All right, enough of that. How about some Terps basketball, a Sunday matinee before a raucous crowd in College Park.
Eric Queen has been the story for Maryland on this side of the ball. And oh, man, again, and you said it.
And you might as well call him all day. That call on Big Ten Network, Derek Queen, the big man from St. Francis, knocked down 29. It was a career high and pulled down 15 boards. The final was 90-81, Maryland over Rutgers. After the game, here's his head coach, Kevin Willard.
So he finally played against someone his own age. You know, he's been going against the last four or five games, fifth-year senior. And he's played well, but... You know, that's a grind.
Terps now 18-6 overall. They're 8-6 in conference play. Meanwhile, Saturday, Towson Street continues. 73-69 over Monmouth, the Tigers' 10th win in a row. They're 11-1 in conference play. They're atop the CAA. It's the best conference start in program history. The Caps fall in a shootout to Utah, 5-4 the final in D.C. Tom Murphy with a pair of goals. Ovi with three assists. Time now is 6:37. When we return, is this it for Kansas City?
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
First of all, before we get to Kansas City, you guys were talking about the commercials, mm-hmm. and kind of the pop culture.
Right.
You were talking about the Seal Man commercial.
Right.
What business was that for?
I have no idea.
That's the point.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Great commercial.
Yeah.
I remember the Seal Man.
Right.
Can't tell you what business it was.
No. Because all you could do is see seal as a seal.
Absolutely.
And everything else got lost.
But I'll tell you what commercial.
Do you know
what
the most popular Super Bowl dip was?
No idea.
Travis Kelce.
That's pretty good. I'll tell you what commercial I do remember.
Yeah.
The Caitlin Clark commercial.
Oh, that was disgusting.
It was disgusting, but I remembered it.
Yeah, I remember. It was Nike.
And right, yeah, that's my point.
And here the, you know,
that's my
like,
point.
Girls have been competing now for over 50 years, and they have been winning, and they've been winning at all levels. But yeah, they completely you know, fluff over the fact that men were competing in women's sports, and that went largely unnoticed by Nike.
Right. As far as Kansas City is concerned, I mean, they just looked old and slow. This could be the end for Travis Kelce. And look, it's only one game. I'm sure they're going to have a great draft, and you know all that kind of stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But the way they looked yesterday, Philly was a monster, and Kansas City just shrunk.
The Philadelphia defense, which obviously was the best defense in the NFL this year, they imposed their will. And yeah, sometimes sure that happens in a game, and they played Mahomes perfectly. It's not that the Chiefs are slow. They just... You know, when you pressure Mahomes like that, and he's got nowhere to go, he can't ad lib and improvise.
Right. That's it.
Kept him in the pocket and crushed him.
And forced the three turnovers. I mean, the pick six, I mean, that's a backbreaker right there.
Right. Cooper. Oh, by the way, Cooper DeJean, do you remember? It was either Nate Wiggins or Cooper DeJean.
Right.
That was the Ravens' choice.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanted Cooper DeJean. And they went with, and I'm not saying it's the wrong choice.
No.
But he stepped up on the stage yesterday.
Yeah. And you got to give the Eagles credit and Howie Roseman for constructing a team with that kind of roster.
I'm pretty excited, actually, because if Travis Kelce is out, that means,
here we go.
That means that Tay Tay is going to get another boyfriend, and she'll be writing a song about this breakup, because that's what she does every time she breaks up. So another
doesn't want them to break up. They want them to kind of stay.
I think the NFL is going to try to convince Travis Kelce to stick around.
Just for the song.
Exactly.
Gary, thanks so
much.
See
you guys.
6:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive.
Christy Noem has been very busy the last couple of days. She, of course, has a job that will keep her in our presence as long as Homeland Security is an issue. And she said, look, Donald Trump has accomplished more in less than a month as president than we saw from Joe Biden in 4 years. Take a look, for example, at North Carolina.
President Trump came in and visited this community and in less than 20 days secured over $54 million for families in need and registered 2,600 families that needed assistance and hadn't gotten that type of help to get signed up for the programs that we have.
Yeah, I mean, he was there. He got the job done. To what degree was he successful? You know, you'd think that the president does a drop in, and maybe you see a spike of 15-20% in what was going on in the normal process of things, getting people registered, getting them some help, some of the help they need. Oh, you could just put that number away because the number was huge.
In the past 5 days, we've decreased the number of open cases by almost 80%. President Trump is ensuring that communities aren't forgotten, and he launched the first major initiative to connect farmers with recovery assistance as well. Today, I had the chance to spend some time with Mark, who's a micro farmer in this area, and to talk about some of the FEMA programs that he's been able to utilize that have been incredibly helpful.
Yeah, I mean, what Donald Trump has done, first of all, Joe Biden screwed Asheville and all in North Carolina and the Florida coast, everywhere where that hurricane hit, he just screwed them.
Yeah, where were they? I mean, Trump comes in within 3 weeks.
Red state, Sean. It's a red state. Well, so to hell with them.
That is disgusting and despicable.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way I read it. I mean, really, they were there, very present in California. And look, as horrible as what happened in California is, they weren't living in tents in 20-degree weather. And that's exactly what was happening in North Carolina.
But even if you're going to politicize this, it's not like North Carolina is really, really red. I mean, there are parts of Carolina that are blue.
Sure.
Like, you know, Raleigh, like the Triangle, Research Triangle area, the Charlotte, you know, and so on and so forth. So there are parts of Carolina that are blue, and it's not always a slam dunk in North Carolina anymore.
No. However, I think that Joe Biden, among the things that he did was he has tilted North Carolina to the red because people understand if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. And Joe Biden maybe talks a little bit of the talk, but then said basically, yeah, okay, I'm getting distracted. It's nap time. See ya. And this president is very different from that. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open at the Bay Bridge, and the traffic, of course, mainly westbound in the morning from Stevensville over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge at Ritchie Highway. Looks like a broken down vehicle, kind of crowding the right lane just a bit on 50 westbound right before you get to the bridge at Ritchie Highway. So just a word of caution there. It's not a big deal right now. I-97, at least for right now, is still clear. That will change in about 45 minutes coming south on I-97 at Route 32. The west side outer loop filling in quickly now. More brake lights from 795 heading south towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, probably sunny today, dry and 44, and we got some, frozen stuff coming our way. That'll be Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Tuesday afternoon, maybe an inch or less, and then heavier snow overnight, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning before it all turns to rain. Maybe a couple, 2 to 5 inches, depending upon where you are right now. 30 in Glen Burnie, 29 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I don't like spam!
Monty Python. Blimpy introducing the new tuna melt as its latest limited time sandwich.
Are there any Blimpies around here?
Yeah, there are.
Are there?
Yeah, there's one right over near Costco and Lowe's in that area. I'm wondering if their tuna is going to be actual tuna or Subway tuna.
Yeah, some fish vaguely identified as having swamp chest.
Sure?
No, not positive.
It's a fish with two knees.
7-Eleven is running a freebie special where you can get a free small Slurpee Fridays in February at participating 7-Eleven stores. They're calling it Free Slurpee Friday. Really catchy. And that is a... You can get one this Friday, folks. Slice. Remember Slice Soda?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're coming back. They're returning with a gutsy upgrade after 15 years being off the shelf. When Coca-Cola introduced Sprite, PepsiCo offered 7-Up. But then PepsiCo came in with Slice, a fruitier take on soft drinks. And now they're coming back.
That'd be good for you, Bruce. Something fruitier.
Something fruitier for Bruce. He needs a gutsy blend, as they say.
Yeah. Not exactly real metrosexual here, folks. So you're saying you can soften your image, huh? Okay, yeah.
So did you have a favorite food commercial in last night's Super Bowl?
I missed so many of the commercials, Sean, because I was just...
Yeah, Doritos was there. Yeah. Pringles, I thought, was a very good campaign.
You love the Pringles one.
My favorite was Uber Eats. They've run a really, really good campaign with Matt McConaughey and others, Jerry Rice. And the premise is the NFL is enticing people to watch games.
Oh, yes.
It's everything they do has got to do with food.
Sure.
For instance, they play in a bowl.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
It was a Super Bowl. Remember Refrigerator Perry?
Yes, right.
Oh, yeah. He's walking down. Do I really have to be called Refrigerator?
Not his real name.
His name was William Perry. They called him the Refrigerator because he was the size of a refrigerator. But the whole purpose is everything they do is to get you to eat more food.
Yeah.
How about when he used to hand off to him at the goal line? The other guy said, I'm not tackling him.
Yeah.
Boy. Well, that was actually, I was a huge Bears fan at the time and a big fan of Walter Payton. And the fact they didn't give it to Walter Payton and gave it to the refrigerator instead, and the game was a blow up at that point. They should have given the ball to Walter Payton.
I do think Uber Eats, though, has the best food commercials that is Super Bowl, but they had been running them for the last month or so in a lot of the NFL games. So that being said, hey, by the way, the brotherly shove might be out the door.
Really?
The National Football League's Rules Committee is now going to look at a rule that would ban the brotherly shove. Or the tush push, as it's called in Chuck's house. But in any event, sad news for Chuck. One of his longtime hangouts torn down over the weekend. Brown's Motel Route 40 apparently was demolished to make way for some kind of senior living home or whatever the case may be.
Somehow that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but somehow.
Many of Chuck's fondest memories.
I heard they put the flag at half staff in honor of Frank, but there was another...
Yeah, The idiosum of Bronze Motel we do being turned into a senior living facility.
We do so good. In the Chuck Whitaker suite over at Brown's, the vibrating bed was still vibrating. When they tore the hotel down.
I told you, I had a whole bag of quarters. Went all night. Overlooking the fine aroma of the Patapsco Valley.
Yes. Oh, that is a landmark that has been etched in time for me. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Kristi Noem really is getting out and about and as the Department of Homeland Secretary. She's really carrying the Trump agenda out to the country.
And she's been very active on a number of fronts, including on the immigration front. She has been out with Tom Homan on a couple of events, and we'll get to some of the stink around the raids in Aurora, by the way, coming up later on during the show.
And Los Angeles.
Yeah, that apparently people who shouldn't be given the information are given the information and they then leak it so that the violent illegals that they're trying to catch have trying to get away. But Kristi Noem said, look, she had one directive that was pretty important when she showed up, and that is, send the illegals home.
We have continuous people that are going home to their countries and being repatriated. So we have thousands of beds and detention facilities that are open today. We'll continue to do ops in the different communities to get these dangerous criminals off of our streets and to get them home. So it's constantly changing number on what we're doing. And obviously, when we bring somebody in, we want to keep them detained and to send them back home, just like the president promised during the campaign and that he's following through on every day of his administration.
Yeah, and when asked exactly what is it Donald Trump told her about the number of violent illegal aliens that they're currently grabbing up, she said, don't stop now.
I talk to the president often, almost every single day, and what he keeps telling me is to keep going, that we're doing great, that the border is secure. We're having 90% less encounters at the border just because of the messaging and how aggressive we've been out on the streets to get these dangerous criminals out of our country. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. And she's doing a great job, too. She also talked about Gitmo and coming up, who's behind the leaks that predated ICE getting into Aurora and now Los Angeles. Some interesting both federal agencies and the media. We'll name names here in just a moment. 6:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, lawmakers in Maryland clash over this new bill mandating that they work with ICE.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I got to tell you, folks, having spent some time in a house that was kind of constantly cool, I was delighted to have the folks from Tim Kyle come around and fix my problems because they were substantial and continuing. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been my electrician. They've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. Weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today at 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, Bike Shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
295, pretty active here at 197, especially on the northbound side. So if you're coming up from Powder Mill Road, it's very heavy in that area from 197 up towards the ramps at Route 32, and it's really slow now. No reports of any problems there. Southbound traffic, a little busy as well, anywhere between Arundel Mills and down to the ramps at Route 32. If you're coming through Annapolis, there was a broken-down vehicle crowding the right lane just a bit on Route 50 westbound right at Ritchie Highway. Slow-moving vehicle just cleared in the last 10 minutes out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left us a little bit slow, especially in the right tube southbound. So if you're coming over the hill from O'Donnell Street towards Keith Avenue on 95, slow there. 895 brake lights at O'Donnell Street. The west side outer loop, busy and stacked up now anywhere from 795 going down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, partly sunny, dry, and 44 today. That's before the frozen white death visits us sometime tomorrow afternoon till Wednesday morning. Winter storm watch is in effect Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow and then heavier snow overnight. Could be a couple of inches or so. Right now, Pasadena, it is 30, and Bel Air, it's at 28. By the way, I got this text in from this guy saying that Gary Stein calls himself a sportscaster. Where are the results of the Puppy Bowl?
I know.
2025. And you think that...
Did the Lingerie Bowl play yesterday as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, this is signed T. Brady. So apparently the editorial comment made about... I don't know if it's the same Tom Brady or not.
It could be.
But the wow thing.
Yeah.
But now, no Puppy Bowl. All right. We had Senator Bill Folden on with us last week talking about his new bill, Protecting Violent Americans from Violent Offenders Act. And as you might imagine, that has caused... And what basically would it do, it would help local jurisdictions help engage with ICE, train with ICE. And in Howard and Prince George's County, sanctuary policies prohibit any local operation with ICE agents, no matter the crime committed. Police and I should say policies in line with new guidance from Maryland's Attorney General recommends that these are requests only. Local officers not obligated to honor them. And here's Matt Ellison, the Baltimore Field Director of ICE.
It doesn't matter what the case is. There's no exemption for, you know, pedophiles or rapists or murderers. It's a zero-tolerance policy for working with us.
And Senator Folden, who was with us on Thursday of last week, talked about that this is only meant for egregious, most violent offenders.
It's only for the most violent offenders. Let's be very clear on that. This isn't about trying to turn any community members against each other. This is about keeping our community safe from these repeat violent offenders that some jurisdictions keep putting back out into the community. And that's not safe for anyone.
And so some Democrats, you know, like Mad Maxine and the Baltimore County Senator Charles Sidnor, who is a very pro-criminal, pro-juvenile in much of his legislation, he and Elston went back and forth with an alleged incident that happened at Franklin High School in Reisterstown.
Just a few days ago, In Baltimore County, it was reported about a young student at Franklin High School who said he was stopped by ICE. And would you mind speaking to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, that did not happen. My internal investigations is going out to interview him about it. The one thing that I hope for, you know... I don't want to say I hope for this. What I'll say is there is a possibility that it was an imposter.
Yeah, there have been people that have been causing trouble and they've been showing up wearing ICE jackets who are not ICE agents. And I guarantee you they're left-wing activists.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it, because this is what they do. This is part of their way to be the skunk at the party. Basically showing up at schools, going into churches, going into synagogues, doing whatever they can, wearing ICE jackets. I don't know where you get those. I guess you can order them online, or making your own for that matter. And that's what they do. And they're trying to be the skunk at the party. And meanwhile, you have a Investigation now being launched into a Baltimore County school teacher, allegedly, who wanted to help ICE out some illegal aliens. Again, there was a screenshot of a February 3rd tweet at Overly High School. Was just in a list of students who are allowed to legally skip today in support of illegals, as most are illegal. Do I contact ICE or let it slide? 2 days later, the same X account said that ICE, we had almost 50 students in my school be legally excused to skip and support illegals protest earlier this week. All are either immigrants or kids up. If you want the names to investigate families to find illegals, let me know in a direct message. I'll give names and the school all here in Maryland. Now, a investigation has been launched at Overly to see if they can find the teacher and punish the teacher for wanting to uphold the law.
Oh, my God. This is the same as the nonsense where at the federal level they're going after Elon Musk. In other words, you're not going to go after the bad guys. You're going to go after the person who's willing to name the bad guys. Great. Perfect. Idiots. Glen Burnie Transmissions has now teamed up with Jim Jennings Transmissions. They've joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for 100 less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump plans to announce a new round of tariffs this week as he strives to level the playing field between the U.S. and its trading partners all around the world.
During his campaign, Donald Trump pledged to match tariffs with trading partners who impose tariffs on American exports. And this week, he said he'd be unveiling details on reciprocal trade.
A country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same, so very reciprocal.
The president believes that's the only fair way to do it. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And prior to last night's Super Bowl, which he did attend, the president applauded the work of DOGE, his Department of Government Efficiency. It's headed up by Elon Musk.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
That's fraud and abuse. Mr. Trump speaking with the Fox News Channel's Brett Baer. He says DOGE will now be focusing its attention on the Departments of Education and Defense. Flying beneath the radar, efforts aimed at winding down the war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is actively considering strategies for finally bringing the conflict to a close.
Russia's economy is not doing well. He is prepared to tax, to tariff, to sanction. We need to get all sides of the table and end this war, and it has come up in conversations with President Xi, with Prime Minister Modi, with leaders across the Middle East. Everybody is ready to help President Trump end this war.
Walt speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. No hat trick for the Kansas City Chiefs. With last night's 40-22 Super Bowl victory, the Philadelphia Eagles denying the Chiefs their third consecutive Super Bowl championship. Rioting erupted on the streets of Philadelphia following the Eagles' blowout win. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, you're really not stuck, really. People think when it comes to paying for health care, they just have to kind of go along with the way it is, no matter how frustrated they are with it. But it's not true. MediShare has been a huge help to people for 30 years now. And more these days, especially, people are realizing what a great alternative it is. And the difference isn't just the savings, which are huge. It's the whole thing. You're a part of something good. It's a community of people who care for and pray for and encourage each other. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. You're actually sharing. And yeah, back to the savings, often up to $500 a month with MediShare. The customer service is refreshing too because they're for you. It's just a different way. And even though you might feel stuck with the frustrating status quo, It's not so. You can call them now and start saving and feeling better about how you're doing it, too. Here's the number. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound suddenly became very slow here just in the last 30 seconds or so. Looked at the camera on the south end. Traffic is coming out of the tunnel, but definitely slow once you leave the plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is the better bet right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. We're only backed up towards the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. 895 now is beginning to slow around the bridge at Eastern Avenue, and it's more of a stack up, just heavy traffic. We're going into the tunnel, but that area of 895 is slow. The only slowing on the Beltway right now is the west side. Typical ride there, stacked up anywhere from 795 down to Frederick Road. At one broken down vehicle, still crowding the right lane just a bit in Annapolis, 50 westbound, right at the bridge at Ritchie Highway. There is room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry weather to kick off the work week. A few clouds today, 44. Winter storm watch tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow tomorrow afternoon. Heavier snow overnight. Tapering off to a mix of rain and snow later Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, it's fairly pleasant outside, 31 degrees in Bel Air. Ellicott City also has 31, so at least we're just about at freezing. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 21 other state's attorneys to stand with federal employees challenging the Trump administration's buyout plan. They say the so-called fork in the road directive is an attempt to force federal workers to choose, with only days to decide, between accepting a legally fraught buyout and potentially being terminated. On Sunday, the coalition moved to file an amicus brief in support of a motion for a temporary restraining order. Baltimore County Police are investigating a weekend shooting on Route 40 at the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 11,000 block of Pulaski Highway just before 6 a.m. Saturday. They found a 43-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the leg. Victim taken to a hospital for treatment. His injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. Anne Arundel County Police arrested a suspect in connection with a shots fired incident that took place in Pasadena last month. Police were called to a home in the 7800 block of Huff Court on January 12, found that several gunshots have been fired at the house. There were several people in the home, but no one was injured, thank heavens. On Friday, detectives arrested and charged 27-year-old Montrell Musa for his alleged involvement in the shooting. Detectives believe there are additional suspects, and an investigation is ongoing. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 294, your pick 4, 8037, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, I'm not going to bury the lead because the texter is right. Puppy bowl result. Team Ruff, 68. Team Fluff, 66.
Oh, wow.
A Labrador Retriever mix named Paws Allen scored a touchdown in the final seconds of the game, taking matter into his own famous paws and secured the Lombardi Trophy for Team Fluff. 68-66 was the final. Now, as far as the Lombardi Trophy is concerned, right? Well, that's going to go to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Third and 16. Mahomes rolling out. Looking. Firing. Intercepted. Picked up by Cooper DeJean. Gets a block. DeJean is
And for all intents and purposes, game over. Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox. The interception by DeJean on his 22nd birthday. He looks like he's 12. Basically sealed the deal midway through the second quarter. 40-22 the final. And the Eagles, or however the mayor actually spells it, let's not forget that. Actually spells Elgesis, but, you know, who's really counting? And, of course, 40-22 was the final. After the game, Dennis Green.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
I don't know why I just did that, actually. But just having a little fun. Philadelphia ends Kansas City's three-peat bid, 40-22. Well, and it was also the first game, by the way, first attended by a sitting president who apparently was a lot more popular than the sitting music queen. All right, coming up in 30 minutes, the cap. Lose a shootout. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden in Owings Mills, making it right. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is great. This is amazing. We're now having a debate with Gary Stein as to whether on your chili, on your Philly cheesesteak, you put cheese whiz or provolone.
I mean, well, in Philadelphia, it's cheese whiz.
I'm going for provolone.
That's how they make it.
I know.
Yeah. Hour 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up this hour, Mad Maxine and Democrats try to storm the Department of Education. Who's behind the leaks on the ICE raids? We'll name names. Top story here, once again, is John Fetterman, the hooded senator from Pennsylvania. And his comments about the Democrats.
Well, it's fascinating. Again, I think Fetterman is in the process of positioning himself to be the moderate favorite for the Democrats 4 years from now. I mean, I can see this happening. I don't agree with him on a lot of issues, but just taking a step back and looking at the political dynamic, when you have this guy saying this kind of stuff about the Democrat Party, you know he's carving a new path.
I think their primary currency was shaming and scolding and talking down to people and telling them, hey, I know better than you, or you're dopes, or you're a bro, or you're ignorant, or, you know, don't you, how can you be this dumb? I can't imagine it.
Yeah, and he's right. That has been the Democrat approach. Any of us who've ever had a conversation with anybody on the woke side will realize there's a certain amount of condescension that oozes out of every pore in their body. We're clearly smarter than you are. We're clearly more educated than you are. We should be the ones making the decisions here, not you. And how dare you question our authority? I mean, it's like something from a Smokey and the Bandit movie. But that is exactly what it is. And then, of course, there's more name-calling that follows that.
And then, by the way, they're fascists. How can you vote for that? And, you know, when you're in a state like Pennsylvania, like, I know and I love people that voted for Trump, and they're not fascists.
No, they're not. So here he is, kind of swimming against the stream of the Democrat Party. And I think the Democrat Party right now still is in the middle of this fever dream. Like, how could Donald Trump have won? He's got to be doing something extra constitutional. I got an idea. Let's impeach him. I think they're already talking about that, by the way. The guy's not been in office for a month. Quick, let's impeach him. Oh, well, he couldn't wait maybe 6 months and then pull that out of your hat. So Fetterman, I think, is positioning himself to be the man to go to in 4 years. It's fascinating for me to see this and see this play out in this fashion, Sean. It just is. And I'm hoping, actually, that what happens in 4 years is that they ignore everything Fetterman's saying and they go to AOC or to Jasmine Crockett as their candidate 4 years from now, because I think that would be kind of fun to watch, don't you? Yeah, it'd be marvelous.
Yeah, it was only something he could do about the rioting in Philadelphia after the Super Bowl.
What the hell was that? I've never understood this response.
Here are the headlines this morning. Fans set towels on fire, pull down traffic poles in Philadelphia. Looting breaks out in Philadelphia. Philadelphia streets in chaos as Eagle fans celebrate Super Bowl. Nothing like celebrating your team's Super Bowl winning by destroying your city.
I mean, it's just, I don't
worst
get this.
Fans ever.
Ever. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, best traffic ever, Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like there's an incident now in the outer loop under the bridge at Frederick Road. It was reported as a broken down vehicle, but looks like there might be a little more to it than that. So right now, if you're coming down the hill from Edmondson Avenue, when you get there, I would just make sure you're in the center and the right lane. It's going to add to the backup, which is already there, which was crossing Route 40. Now it's going to continue down to these flashing lights in the median at Frederick Road. And again, you might just want to give the left-hand lane a little room there. First responders in a tight little spot there on the left-hand side. It's been a big wreck in Montgomery County towards Germantown with an overturned vehicle and a vehicle fire. 270 southbound is affected at Route 118. The initial reports are saying, I did see some traffic moving. The initial reports are saying most of the southbound lanes on 270 may be closed. That's going to be a big problem for the traffic eventually down towards the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast today, partly sunny, dry, and 44. And then tomorrow is when the things get interesting. Winter storm watch will be in effect tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Accumulating snow. It could be 2 to 5 inches before all is said and done by Wednesday morning before things start to warm up and turns over to rain. Right now it is 29 in Forest Hill and 30 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Indeed, it is, and it is amazing. Miranda Devine has a piece in the New York Post on just how the difference between Sleepy Joe and the hardest working man in the White House in history. Donald Trump starts his days. They see that reporters report seeing the lights on in the Oval Office at 5:30 a.m. And oftentimes he doesn't go to bed till midnight. So, I mean, here's the difference. You have a president that's working 20 hours a day, and the previous guy was sleeping
20 hours a day.
Trump says, business, everything's business. And they, you know, this term flooding the zone, and the Democrats have been caught off guard by, no, anybody that knows Trump knows how hard he works. The difference is they're used to covering a man that wasn't there.
Yeah.
A man that wasn't actually present. Somebody else was calling the shots. That is the big difference. As to USAID, Trump says they're just getting started.
The horrible things that they're spending money on, it's got to be kickbacks. You know, they send the money to the guy. He takes the money and he sends them back, most of the money, and he keeps some for himself.
Got to be kickbacks. That's what's terrifying the Democrats. And then that's what terrified Mad Maxine, who went over to the Department of Education and tried to storm the doors there before a security guard would not let them in. Gee, I wonder if that was an insurrection.
They tried to break into the Department of Education just because we want to go and check the books.
Yeah. That's all they want to do. And as to what DOGE is actually doing, Trump likes what he sees so far.
It's amazing, actually, what they've exposed. And to a level where they cut 97% of the people out. The whole thing is a scam.
The whole thing is a scam. As to the Secret Service, Trump is demanding that he get all the briefing, intel, and information as to the two attempts on his life.
Months ago in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved. For a reason, I was saved by God to make America great again.
Yeah, and he wants the access, everything. All the intel, all the data, all the classified stuff. He wants to see it because I think he has a right to know.
Yeah.
Based on, there's a new book out on Trump and the Iran assassination plot. The book is sort of portraying him as he was in fear of his life, and that's why he did. Now, I think he is, he's got stuff to do. He's on a mission. And he doesn't want anything, including the Iranian assassins, to stop him from this mission.
At the same time, they now have intelligence indicating that Iran has actually they have an agent in this country who has access to ground-to-air missiles. And this is obviously quite a concern.
Yeah, as it would be for anybody. So Trump has installed Sean Curran, his personal bodyguard at the Secret Service, as the director of the Secret Service nominee. And so he's gone through and he's going to be firing all the deadwood. But Trump also unleashed an ad recruiting and thanking the Secret Service.
America was founded on an idea of freedom. America's always stepped forward in time of need throughout our short but powerful history.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Tear down this wall.
We've been there for all of it.
Very powerful ad, asking people to consider service in the suit in the U.S. Secret Service. That's a recruitment ad. Recruitment is already up in the military tenfold.
Significantly.
Yeah, Pete Hegseth has outed Fox News journalist Jennifer Griffin, saying that she hates Trump and that she's a Democrat, and much of her reportage is biased and slanted. So Pete calling it as he does. President Trump has begun discussions with President Putin. Volodymyr Zelensky is offering rare earth minerals from Ukraine in exchange for U.S. security assistance in Ukraine. Speaker Johnson says he will pursue the one big bill on the Trump agenda. And yesterday, while at the Super Bowl, Trump says, effective immediately, they will stop making or minting the penny. It costs 2 cents to make
crazy
a penny.
And
so
crazy?
No more pennies. Next up might be the nickel, which costs actually, I think, almost 7 cents to make a 5 cent.
Right, that's to change the metal being used.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the two.
There you have it. 21 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken, and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Coming up, your calls and comments here on The Morning Drive.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early. This is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We can add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the federal benefits review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
895, the Old Harbor Tunnel still slow. It's right around the Urban Avenue ramp is where it begins. We're going into the tunnel, but it's really stacked up southbound. And even now, 95 has picked up a little more traffic coming south from Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway now on the Parkville side is filled in at Harford Road. Some slowing at Greenspring. The west side has a couple of spots that are slow, and then we have several broken down vehicles and a couple of police cars on the outer loop right underneath the bridge at Frederick Road. So there's a secondary slowdown after you clear the ramps at Route 40. So when you're coming down from Edmondson Avenue, might just want to stay to the center and the right as you're going through there. It looks like they may have cleared and reopened most of the lanes from a wreck in Montgomery County. A little slow, though, 270 southbound at Route 118 coming into the Germantown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Weather Channel forecast says partly sunny, dry, and 44 before the snow arrives tomorrow afternoon into Wednesday morning. 2 to 5 inches maybe in the Baltimore metro area for all is said and done, and turns over to rain on Wednesday. Right now, 29 in Ellicott City, 32 in Stevensville. Let's go to the phones. Joe is in Glendon. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. My comments were in regards to the Super Bowl, the halftime entertainment.
Yeah.
When the car arrived, I thought, hey, that's a version of the clown car. There must have been 35 people that got out of that car.
We're being taken to task by telling us, Tinkercat says, Generation Z. Get somebody from Generation Z to explain the Kendrick Lamar halftime show to you. Overall, he says the message was good.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to go back and look at the lyrics to see if I agree or disagree with that. But I just don't like the style.
That's the thing is, ever since, I guess the last time I really cared about the message in music was, you know, Buffalo Springfield. So that kind of places me where I think I don't want a message. I just want to be entertained.
Right.
I don't want to be preached to through music. I don't want you to advocate anything one way or the other. I just want to be entertained, period.
Right. Sophia and Perry Hall, good morning.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I've decided that I'm going to make doge my new verb. So instead of using the word purge, I'm going to doge. I'm going to doge my closet of clothes I can't get into anymore. I'm going to doge my pantry of expired items. Just my way of sticking it.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, they make movies about Purge. Now I'm just going to call it the Doge.
The Doge.
The Doge. We need a Dozier here in Maryland is what we need.
Yeah.
Trim that $3 billion structural deficit. Sophia, thank you for the call. Steve,
By the way, I suppose it's somebody who grows the government. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, Steve.
Sean and Bruce, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Be careful what you ask for when they cancel the penny, especially here in the communist state of Maryland. Do you believe The sales tax will go down to 5 cents? No, it will jump to 10 cents because there's no longer a penny to raise it 1 cent or 2 cents. So, you know, and then if we eliminate the nickel, it'll automatically jump to 20 cents.
Well, look, part of this is...
You're going to get a lot of tax variations when you cancel that.
Steve, you're right, but this in part is due to the inflation, not just the inflation the last 4 years, the inflation that this country's been going through for the last 50 years, that we've seen our dollar cheapened and cheapened and cheapened. A dollar, I mean, once upon a time, you were earning $4 or $5 an hour, you were doing pretty damned well. And now, no, you're not. Once upon a time, a day's wages could be a dollar, and that would really feed the family of four without a real problem. Not anymore, because every year it cheapens the dollar a little bit more, and so the smaller currencies, the penny, the nickel, eventually the dime, I suppose, if this keeps up, will be worth less and less and less and less.
Yeah, well, that's if you're strictly dealing in hard currency.
Right.
Once they get over, and Steve, thanks for the call. It's a good point that you make. Once they go over everything digital... And that's coming.
Yeah,
that's coming.
Fractions.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's all you'll be able to do. By the way, Eric points out the U.S. does not make pennies; they make cents. C-E-N-T-S.
It's a long time since the federal government actually made sense. S-E-N-S-E.
We need a common sense revolution.
Yeah. At Glen Burnie Transmissions, and oh no, right? That's right. I did that one already. It's Audiology Associates I want. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates. 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, who's leaking ICE raids to the illegal aliens in the country? We have names. 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. These headlines will be brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Still no word on the cause of last week's two-alarm fire at the State Highway Administration's facility in Centerville. The Thursday night fire caused an estimated $800,000 in damage to the structure, contents, vehicles, and related machinery. A team of deputy state fire marshals say the fire remains under investigation, but at this time, no evidence of a criminal act. Former Channel 11 education reporter Dr. Tim Tootin has passed away. Many of us have bumped into Tim over our time broadcasting here. Tootin retired in 2023 after more than 35 years with the TV station. In addition to his award-winning broadcast work, Tootin was pastor at Harvest Christian Ministries and an affiliate broadcast professor at the Loyola University, Maryland. According to Channel 11, Tootin is survived by his wife, Charlene, his children, and his grandchildren. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 21 other state's attorneys general to stand with federal employees, challenging the Trump administration's stand with federal employees and the Fork in the Road directive. Now, the Fork in the Road is an attempt to, they say, force federal workers to choose, with only days to decide, between accepting a legally fraught buyout and potentially being terminated. Yesterday, the coalition moved to file an amicus brief in support of a motion for a temporary restraining order filed by the federal workers. It's 7:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Pick three lottery number, 294. Your pick four was 8037. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County arriving at a wreck now outside of Four Corners, Jarrettsville Pike. It looks like it's south of Paper Mill Road, so we'll get the exact location. But in the meantime, the initial report said there might be a head-on collision there on Jarrettsville Pike. So we're going to have to really be on the lookout for that. Equipment is now arriving into the area from all different directions. So on Jarrettsville Pike, if you're coming down from Manor Road, you're coming up from Blenheim Road through those areas, a heads up for that till we get some more information. Beltway is slowing. Parkville side, inner loop at Greenspring, 795 down to Frederick Road. Those broken down vehicles and the deputies have cleared from the outer loop under Frederick Road, and we're getting back to normal through there. You'll have some slowing with heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry weather to kick off the work week. A few clouds today, 44. Winter storm watch tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow tomorrow afternoon. Heavier snow overnight. Tapering off to a mix of rain and snow later Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Jalen Hurts played fast, and so did the Eagles' defense, sacking Patrick Mahomes six times, forcing three turnovers, and ending the Chiefs' three-peat bid. 40-22, the final in New Orleans. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Post-game reaction from the Eagles' locker room. First, the Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
Still processing it, you know. It's been a long journey. It's been a journey of ups and downs and highs and lows, and I've always stayed true to it in the end, and having this vision of just being the best that I can be.
It's also been a long journey for Eagles running back Saquon Barkley from the hapless Giants to the Super Bowl champion Eagles.
That's what it's all about. You dream about these moments as a little kid, and you know, it's just amazing to have your family and friends, and especially your family, you know, been with me through it all, the ups and the downs, and here we are, world champs.
Chiefs locker room quarterback Patrick Mahomes giving credit where credit is due.
Credit to the Eagles, man. They played better than us from start to finish. We didn't start how we wanted to. Obviously, the turnovers hurt. And, I mean, I take all the blame for that. I mean, just those early turnovers swing the momentum of the game.
Philly offensive coordinator Kellen Moore now set to become the new Saints head coach. And a local angle here, Eagles defensive tackle Thomas Booker, a 2017 Gilman grad, now a 2025 Super Bowl champion. To Terps basketball we go. How about a Sunday matinee in College Park against the Scarlet Knights from Rutgers?
Get set to check back in for Steve Pike. Queen, another four, and another putback. Derek Queen's close to a double-double in the half.
Call on the Big Ten Network all day for the big man from St. Francis. Derek Queen knocks down 29 points, a career high, pulls down 15 rebounds. 90-81 was the final. Maryland over Rutgers. The Terps now 18-6 overall. They are 8-6 in conference play. To the ice we go in D.C. on the ice. Caps looking for a win at home, but trailed by two entering the third.
Strom's had a good day at the dot. He gets another one. Ovechkin with a screen developing to the front.
Be with the call on Monumental. What a season for Tom Wilson. Goal number 24 in the campaign. It knots it at four with 1:31 to go, but they go to overtime and eventually to a shootout. Nick Schmaltz wins it for Utah. The game winner, 5-4 Utah over the Caps. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the NHL does it right.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. purchase hair volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Yeah, that was an interesting comment, actually, from Bruce, if you can believe it, Sean.
Cut that out. Yeah, well, that sort of is the ongoing disclaimer here. By the way, I do want to point out, if Patrick Mahomes had Allstate instead of State Farm, he may have been protected from mayhem from what happened there.
I do love those commercials. But no, Bruce is right. 40-22, if you didn't watch the game or you're a casual fan, you're like, oh, okay, that's pretty good. You know, that's probably a good game.
First excuse has been floated. First reason why Patrick Mahomes had a poor performance is saying he took a bad hit in the first quarter where he hit his head and may have been concussed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, isn't that football or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but the score?
40-22.
No, but by the end of the third quarter.
It was 34-0.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I mean. As you look at the final score.
This game was over at 24-0.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would be the first Super Bowl shutout.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's been a Super Bowl shutout, right? The reason why I say the NHL does it right is because yesterday was basically the final day before what should be the All-Star break, but it's not. It's the Four Nations,
right
where U.S., Canada, Finland, and Sweden are going to come. I love this. I think this is going to be terrific for the sport. And to get now, there's a downside to it. Like, Ovi won't play because he's from Russia,
right?
And they're not admitted.
And
okay?
not a single cap was named to any roster.
Correct. But I do think this is great for the sport. And you're going to see some of the greatest players that play in the NHL and that don't play in the NHL play on these four teams. And it's going to be for a full week.
Isn't that what we have Winter Olympics for?
Yeah, but that's every 4 years, Sean.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. So you're not a fan?
I am a fan. Yeah. Hey, I'm a fan of all things hockey. But I just, I hate to see guys left off that should be playing.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's funny because he's such a fan of hockey that I now have come to understand that when he calls me a real hockey puck, he's being complimentary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've heard that.
Yes.
Do you know they actually freeze the pucks before they play?
They freeze them?
Yes, they do. They're frozen. So they will glide on the ice faster.
Wow.
That is true.
Yeah. And if you ever get hit by one of those 4-ounce frozen pucks, it does not tickle.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, goalkeepers get hit all the time.
Yeah, but they're wearing padding.
They do. They have a lot of padding. Yeah. By the way, just real quick, a save yesterday by the Utah goalkeeper. It could have won with about a minute to play. The Caps had a chance to win the game.
Yes, I saw that.
And what a pad save. I can't even pronounce the guy's name, but what a pad save that was.
Yeah. I will say this, as good as they are this year, and they are legitimate Stanley Cup contenders, they stink in the shootout.
They do.
They really miss Ocean. They really do. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, now, remember the last couple of weeks, we've had the rumors of the ice raids.
Right.
And then we've had...
So, one catch, one guy.
We had George Soros' own station, an Odyssey station in San Jose that tipped locals that an ice raid was coming. So where's the punishment? That's aiding and abetting, and that's a violation of U.S. law. So, again, with all due respect to Secretary Noem and to Borders Our Tom Homan, who I love, you got to start holding these people accountable. Then came the Aurora raids, love last week, where we now find out that the embeds, the media embeds from NBC and CBS, tipped the locals that they were coming. So when they showed up at the apartment complex, there was nobody there. I think they had one TDA member out of 30 arrests. One out of 30 arrests. Yeah. And not only does it tip the illegals to, and that's a violation of U.S. law, it also puts agents in danger because they could lie in wait. They could be ready to ambush those agents. So this is very serious stuff. And Holman sounded like on Friday or last Thursday he had enough of it.
To have that type of interference puts our officers at great risk. Not only the officers, it puts the aliens at great risk because anything can happen when we take our eyes off the goal here. So we're addressing that immediately today. I'm addressing OPSEC today, Operation Security, how these leaks are happening. We've already identified how this operation got leaked. I'll deal with that today.
Yeah, I expect no more NBC or CBS embeds.
Well, there won't be any more embeds, but the problem is now they need more people, they need more personnel. Yeah. So they had to extend beyond the ICE agents, and they have Homeland Security
and FBI.
Team. They have FBI, they have DEA, they have ATF. But the problem is when you go down to the local FBI and DEA agents, some don't share your politics. So some of the FBI officials are tipping off local media, like the Los Angeles Times, the left-wing Los Angeles Times, who then are tipping off the criminal aliens, leaking details of the pending Los Angeles ICE raids and that whole operation to the media. So that was supposed to happen this week. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, okay, real quick caveat. The media, they have the legal right, First Amendment right, to publish or broadcast what they wish. However, if an FBI agent is leaking, that individual does not have that commensurate right. So you can't punish the newspaper, you can't punish the TV station for doing decent reporting. What you can do is say to those individuals who are leaking, there's going to be punishment, it's going to come down on you like a ton of bricks.
And so I'm asking, where's the punishment?
Yeah.
For Secretary Noem and for Border Czar Homan, it's going to hold their feet to the fire. And I love both of them. But again, this can't continue to happen. They're on pace. They're on pace right now to deport 1 million illegals over the course of 4 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
That's like Eisenhower operation. But when you had let in 15 million, that's a problem.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, 410-WCBM-680. And a man who's always the best of his game, Chuck Whitaker.
South Elm 895, there's a minor right there around the bridge at Lombard Street. It's on the right shoulder, not much of a problem right through there. We're brought to you as service, by the way. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. 95 southbound is slowing now at the O'Donnell Street ramp. The traffic going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, make that the Fort McHenry Tunnel, is moving. All four lanes are open, but it is definitely slow right there. So top of the hill, Keith Avenue through the tunnel, and then working your way south from there, going into the area towards 95 and 395. It looks like all the lanes are open, but that one little slow pocket there is the problem right now as you're moving south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Apparently pretty bad wreck, not yet confirmed. The initial report said it might be a head-on collision. Jarrettsville Pike in the area south of Paper Mill Road. Jarrettsville Pike, you know, you travel that every day. It's a single lane each way between Merriman's Mill Road and Paper Mill Road, so it could be a big problem there with several medic units arriving in the area. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze, tires, everything. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny and dry today, 44. A winter storm watch in effect goes in tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning, and we're expecting some accumulating snow, and then Wednesday it'll all turn over to rain, but we could get 2 to 5 inches depending upon where you are. 31 right now in Millersville. It is 30 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got 100th anniversary WCBM t-shirt and coffee mug for you today. Dave in Crownsville is our contestant.
David, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I really enjoy your show. Best thing in Baltimore.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
For the best listeners in Baltimore, we appreciate that. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first.
Ooh, first.
My man.
There's been a lot of that. I think they've pretty much caught on to the fact that
we know nothing.
They don't want to follow Chuck. I mean, you know, it's not really worth following Chuck.
Listening to probably is right more than anybody else is Kristen. So, I mean, if you're going to pay attention to anybody, don't pay attention to us.
Well, when we say that, that's the days I get it wrong. So don't say that.
That's right. You don't want to jinx it.
No winning.
All right, here we go.
Smart.
Well, Chuck's awfully quiet.
He is.
I'm just taking it all in. Yeah. Insults are fine.
Who's insulting you?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Did Dave in Crownsville insult you?
Go ahead. It's all right.
He's very sensitive this morning.
Really,
I think it's the Browns. The closing of Browns Motel.
Yeah.
Has really impacted it.
I'm in mourning. I couldn't even put a wreath on the door. The door was on the ground.
And it was still vibrating as well. All right. Story one.
There's another story there, boy.
They talk about timing is everything, but after a poor performance in Super Bowl 59, Pfizer has apparently cut ties to Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce as a spokesman for their vaccine in commercials, which he has been seen pushing over the last 2 years. Pfizer recruited Kelce through his agency, and now they've told the agent that they're moving in a different direction. A new spokesperson will be announced shortly. Story two, high school teacher who allegedly identifies as a cat has been accused of hissing at students and licking the back of their hands in class. The bizarre classroom behavior was witnessed by students at a high school where they're asked to identify the teacher as Miss Purr.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I was used to do that, but only on payday.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead and change his litter box frequently. Story three. The London Science Museum has claimed that Legos are homophobic because the blocks are seen as male and female. It states the top of the brick with sticking out pins is male. The bottom of the brick with holes to receive the pins is female. And the process of the two sides being put together is called mating. Therefore, the Legos are homophobic.
Okay.
This is story one. Pfizer moves on from Travis Kelce. Story two. Aussie teacher Miss Purr identifies as a cat, not Catwoman. And story three, Legos are homophobic. All right, Dave, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say story one because I don't think Pfizer moves that fast.
All right, Dave goes with story number one. Kristen.
Yeah, all these are probable, and there is a lot of vaccine chilling and Democrat chilling, so I think the Eagles did us all a favor by beating the Chiefs. But I'm going to say false. I wouldn't think they'd make a decision that quickly.
Bruce.
Well, I wonder about story two, Miss Purr. There apparently is another teacher at the same school identifies as a piece of meat called Miss Steak. But I think that's probably a true story. The homophobic Legos, I think, is fake news.
All right. Bruce goes for story three. And the amazing Browns Motel occupant.
Miss Steak. Very
Miss
nice.
Steak, yeah.
Did you get these stories ahead of time so you wrote
yeah.
that? You know, you just didn't think of that.
You don't know this, but Bruce once dated Miss Utility.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I know.
Did he call 911 before he dug?
Yeah, I did. Actually, yeah, I had to.
She had a very interesting belt.
Yeah. I'll go with Kelce.
That goes for story one as well. Nobody wants for story two, Miss Purr. That is a true story. Story one, Pfizer severing ties with Travis Kelce. That is our fake news story of the day. So
all right.
Dave, Kristen, and Chuck yep. all get it right today.
There
Bruce, talk about mistakes.
Mistake, yep, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Dave, congratulations. Put you on hold. How to get your prize. 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
all from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Delia. So to come between 8 and 9 this morning. The governor seems to have national ambitions. We'll detail how we're figuring that one out. More on Doge and the USAID. You wait till you hear what they're now finding out that USAID has been funding.
You know, today a bunch of Democrats here locally, including Johnny Zero and others, are going to be holding a rally at Social Security headquarters in Woodlawn to protest Elon Musk's access to Doge, Social Security payments, blah, 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 blah. But over the weekend, we find out that he has uncovered with his Doge team $100 billion in fraud at the Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
These are payments going out to dead people, to foreigners that have no business getting Social Security, and we're sending our tax dollars out to them. $100 billion with a B, and Democrats are rallying to save that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, oh yeah, because gosh. Well, one of the questions is, how do you do an audit if you don't do an audit? I mean, how dare he have the information necessary to do an audit?
As I've said for years, we need a forensic audit here in Maryland. All right, we'll get to that in more in just a second.
753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Audit Johnson.
There's been a change on the wreck on 895. They're now blocking the right lane southbound. It's in the area of the bridge at Lombard Street and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And now we're starting to see a little backup as you come into Pulaski Highway on 895. So it'll be a single lane there. And then after that from O'Donnell Street. And then the traffic is moving okay into the Old Harbor Tunnel with the normal heavy traffic southbound. Slowing again now after O'Donnell Street. Let me just check the camera to make sure they're going in. Yeah, they're actually going in to the tunnels. So two areas, Pulaski Highway down to the wreck, and then slow again after O'Donnell Street. 95 next door is also slowing from O'Donnell Street through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Pretty bad wreck for that traffic towards Jacksonville this morning. Big wreck on Jarrettsville Pike south of Paper Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny and dry today, 44 the expected high. And tomorrow, that's when it gets interesting. A winter storm watch has been advised for tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Accumulating snow starts off light snow and then turns heavier overnight. So we're looking at 2 to 5 inches before it turns over to rain. And that'll be interesting as well, making it all slushy. Right now, 30 in Ellicott City, 30 in Middle River. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Bel Air.
Morning, Mike. Mike could not hang with us. Let's try Alice in Catonsville. Good morning, Alice.
Well, good morning, fellas. Good to hear your voices. So I'm calling because I was watching an interview of Homeland Security or Secretary,
Kristi Noem.
Kristi Noem. Yes, thank you. Anyway, so they're all up in arms about Elon Musk getting access to the American public's information and all, and he's an unelected official, right? So I don't understand why Kristi Noem didn't shoot back at her and say, you know, look, when Bill Clinton was elected, what was the first thing that he did? He handed over the health and welfare healthcare stuff over to his wife, Hillary Clinton, who was also not an elected official.
Yeah, true.
So I would really like hypocrisy to be pointed out as much as possible. So, and it's not like they're even doing anything. She was ready to just take over. And right now, all that's happening is that Elon Musk is pointing out what's going on. They haven't taken any action. They haven't you know, changed anything yet. They're just simply putting the information out there, and they are just, they're going nuts. It's crazy.
Yeah. Alice, I'll tell you, I think one of the things that is interesting about this is the Democrats are screaming about Elon Musk, but they're not at all concerned, at least apparently, about the massive amounts of money that this audit is beginning to uncover that are being taken fraudulently from the U.S. taxpayer.
And then we have A.G. Brown now. He's joining 21 other attorneys general to fight this federal deadline for deferred resignations or whatever the case may be. Do you know Bill Clinton? And Alice, thanks for the call. Bill Clinton did the same thing. He offered $25,000 back after Newt Gingrich's Republican Revolution in 94. He offered he and Gore to downsize government $25,000 payouts to federal employees. And that was fine. The Democrats were okay with that. Okay, but now, because Trump does it, because Elon Musk and others are involved, now they're having a conniption.
Yeah, the only question is, if the Democrats can make a case that they don't have a problem with the buyout, what they have a problem with is the timing, then fine. Extend it for another 2 weeks, and let's get the hell moving on. I mean, really, seriously. If the problem is somehow it's not enough time for people to decide, all right, fine. Give another couple of weeks. Decide and move on. You know, take the buyout, don't take the buyout, but that tells us at least where we are. C.J. Pearson, this interesting guy, is a young black Republican. He's on the Youth Advisory Council. He's a co-chair there, and he set up a program, a party, to celebrate Trump's victory. Big party up in New York. And then New York Magazine came in, cropped the picture of the party very carefully to exclude all the black people.
We called them out for portraying deliberately this event in a false light. They made an objective effort to try to exclude every black attendee from this event, perpetuate the tried and tire narrative this was some MAGA KKK kumbaya. This was anything but. This was joyous young people coming together to celebrate the fact that President Trump was returning to the White House, and we're not ashamed of it, but what we are going to do is hold them account for their lies and their downright slander.
And it's really their final suitcase. Yeah. They're going to go after
them. Media is, you know, as we've seen with 60 Minutes, really in the tank. By the way, it is American Heart Month during this Valentine's Day is coming up this Friday, and we want you to focus on your heart health at Rescue Natural Supplements. Therefore, essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, which are essential to your body, they help lower your triglycerides, help with the bad cholesterol, help with chronic inflammation, so many good things for your heart. Right now, you can buy one, get one free of any of our omega-3 supplements at the website with the coupon code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50. Buy one, get one free all month long at the res-q.com website. Just plug that OMEGA50 coupon code in at checkout. Or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. That's OMEGA50. Buy one, get one free of any omega-3s, large or soft, or small gel capsule or liquid today. Coming up next, Wes Moore's national ambition.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Forecasters keeping an eye on another winter storm. It's moving cross country, coming on the heels of an earlier blast of ice and snow across parts of the east.
We're going to see another swath of heavy snow, but this next swath of heavy snow is going to be to the south of where the previous one was. So at the moment, we expect potential for heavy snow all the way from areas of Kansas eastward into the upper Ohio Valley, central Appalachians, and into the mid-Atlantic, where snow totals of anywhere from 4 to 6 inches are possible.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service forecast a reminder that it is, after all, February. President Trump, not through with tariffs yet. Far from it. Mr. Trump set to formally announce a 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. Beyond that, the president suggesting a tax on any and all countries that impose tariffs on American goods. Mr. Trump's words, if they charge us, we charge them. The president talked tariffs and other issues prior to last night's Super Bowl, which Mr. Trump did attend. And about the big game, it was a 40-22 blowout victory for the Eagles over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Philadelphia took command swiftly against the two-time Super Bowl champs, jumping out to a 24-0 halftime lead. The Eagles' defense held the Chiefs to 24 yards passing in the first half, intercepting Patrick Mahomes twice, including a 38-yard touchdown return by Cooper DeJean that expanded Philly's lead to 17-0. Zach Bond's interception later in the quarter set up Hurts' touchdown pass to A.J. Brown, one of two he threw. Hurts also ran for the game's first touchdown and led everyone in rushing with 72 yards.
Correspondent Tom Merriam in New Orleans. Penny, for your thoughts, President Trump says forget about it. He's directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the one-cent coin. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 201 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 141. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's Bedroom Mini Fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is three soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Keep in mind, about 7-8 minutes ago, we had the wreck southbound on 895 in the area of the bridge at Eastern Avenue and Lombard Street, and they had some flashing lights there moving traffic over to the left-hand side. So again, if you're coming south from Pulaski Highway, when you get into that area, it looks like we may still be into a single lane with only a delay at Pulaski Highway where you single up, but then heavy traffic again after that from O'Donnell Street going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So some very heavy traffic there and will continue slow for the traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but nothing major right now. They're still working on the wreck, a pretty bad wreck in the area south of Four Corners on Jarrettsville Pike, south of Paper Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry weather to kick off the work week. A few clouds today, 44. Winter storm watch tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow tomorrow afternoon. Heavier snow overnight. Tapering off to a mix of rain and snow later Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 34 degrees. Bel Air has 31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 21 other states' attorneys general to stand with federal employees challenging the Trump administration's buyout plan. They say the so-called fork in the road directive is an attempt to force federal workers to choose, with only days to decide, between accepting a, quote, legally fraught buyout and potentially being terminated. On Sunday, the coalition moved to file an amicus brief in support of a motion for a temporary restraining order filed by the federal workers. Baltimore County Police are investigating a weekend shooting on Route 40 in the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 11,000 block of Pulaski Highway just before 6 o'clock in the morning Saturday, where they found a 43-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. His injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. Arapahoe County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a shots fired incident in Pasadena last month. Police were called to a home in the 7800 block of Huff Court on January 12th. They found several gunshots have been fired into the home. Several people in the home at the time, no one was injured. And there's still no word on the cause of last week's two-alarm fire at the State Highway Administration's facility in Centerville. The Thursday night fire caused an estimated $800,000 in damage to the structure, contents, vehicles, and related machinery. A team of deputy state fire marshals say the fire remains under investigation, but at this time, there's no evidence of criminal acts. Pick three, lottery number 294. Pick 48037. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Fly, Eagles, fly is the cry this morning as Philly stops the Chiefs' bid for a three-peat. 40-22 the final last night in New Orleans, leading 27-0 late in the third. Philly showed no mercy.
And now the Eagles get it back. We're going to run some clock, or maybe it's throw the dagger. Hurts going deep for it all. Devontae Smith!
Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox as Philly put the pedal to the metal. Jalen Hurts rushes for 221, or correction, passes for 221, rushes for 72, breaking his own Super Bowl record for quarterbacks, and wins the Super Bowl MVP award after the game head coach Nick Sirianni on his quarterback.
He just keeps getting better. He knows how to win. He does a great job of being able to block out all the outside noise. I think it's, you know, I find it funny when it's like, you know, well, Jalen is good, but he's got a good team around him. Like, that's football. Like, again, you cannot be great without the greatness of others.
Meanwhile, the Baltimore Sun reporting this morning, President Donald Trump will remove several board members of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in D.C., including Orioles owner David Rubenstein as chairman. In his post on Truth Social, Trump announcing that he would install himself as Rubenstein's successor. Rubenstein has served as the Kennedy Center's Board of Trustees chairman since 2010. Another member of the board expected to be replaced is former White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Coming up at 8:35, Hopkins LaCrosse on a roll. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harvard County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. I am Sean Casey, and you are...
Bruce Elliott.
Nice to meet you.
Last I checked.
Coming up this hour, USAID funding what?
Yeah.
And we'll take a look at DOGE, and what Senator Kennedy is calling it. But a top story here is that many very keen politicos have noticed the tone and tenor of Governor Westmore last year while he was campaigning. Of course, it was a presidential year.
Mm-hmm.
But this is year three of the Moore term as governor. And it seems like he's really focused. He's really dialed in on what's happening nationally, not so much locally. So the speculation has been running rampant that maybe he eyes the White House in the next election in 2028. Let's go to some examples, shall we? This was during the State of the State just the other day.
And if that wasn't enough, we are now being tested by a new administration in Washington that sows uncertainty and confusion and chaos.
So we have a $3 billion structural deficit. We have massive amounts of fees, permits, and increases in his over 500 in his first 2 years. He's talking about more tax increases, delivery. And the problem is Trump, who's been in office for 3 weeks.
Yeah, of course.
So that has led many to speculate, well, maybe he's really interested in Trump's gig.
Could be.
Maybe he wants Trump's job.
What we're seeing right now is just a level of chaos that is just staggering. That we're seeing a whole flurry of executive orders, some of which are performative, some of which are just deeply have no thought behind them.
That was on CNN with Caitlin Collins. Once again, not Maryland's facing a boatload of problems, but Trump. This is all it's a national posture. And remember last year, he was out of the state more than he was in the state. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's actually an accurate stat, but it seemed that way.
Yeah.
Seemed like he was campaigning, and one of his spokesnoodles, David Turner, said, no, you got it all wrong. He is just campaigning for the Democrats.
I think that is a partisan attack, frankly, that is unfounded. The governor has a robust public schedule. I think you could probably see it underneath my eyes, frankly, how hard we work and how hard he works.
Was that poor, pitiful me there?
Oh, look at my eyes. My poor eyes.
If you can't handle the gig, get something else to do.
What is it about liberals? It's always the victim.
Oh, my God.
Okay? When you got into this job, you know it was hard work.
Yes.
So, again, who was the target audience for the governor's state of the state? Was it Marylanders or was it people thinking about voting for president? I mean, there are a lot of questions now being asked about whether or not this is just all set up. Whether this is, we have Hakeem Jeffries, who's dollar store Obama, and now we have Wes Moore, who appears to be Maryland's Obama, or Obama by the Bay, as some are suggesting.
Sounds like if they were a resort.
Obama by the Bay.
It's like the Festival of Woodholm. The Obama by the Bay. It's 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Could I have a table for two, please?
Yes, of course. Here at Obama by the Bay.
Well, now that the Whitaker suite has been shut down at Brown's,
I know. Yeah.
We'll have to find a new hangout for him.
Yep. I'm mortified.
Pardon the term hangout, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I just had a thought. Once you went inside. But that's another story.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yes.
Well, you brought it up. What the hell you want me to do?
Yeah, right.
You
brought it up.
895. The wreck is still there at the Lombard Street Bridge. It's still affecting the right lane, so we're backed up almost back to Moravia Road. Now the word gets out for 95 coming down through Rosedale, and they go, okay, so we're backed up on 895. Let's take 95. Okay, so you go down a little bit further, and now you sit still on 95 beginning at Moravia Road. So long delay. The actual tunnel back up on 895 is the one you can deal with. It'll be a single lane there and then clears out after Lombard Street, but 95 now has about a 25-minute delay from the city county line going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We've had a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound in Prince George's County at the Capitol Beltway. That backup will begin at Powder Mill Road. They're still working on the wreck on Jarrettsville Pike, just to the south of Paper Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny and dry and 44. Enjoy it today because tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning, some of that frozen stuff going to be heading our way. Winter storm watch in effect Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow on Tuesday afternoon. Heavier snow overnight, 2 to 5 inches. And then turning to rain, a mixture of rain and snow Wednesday as things begin to heat up a bit. Right now it's 31 in Middle River, 31 in Severn, and time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, boy, I tell you, this is pretty exciting for all of us. Watching a bunch of Democrats this past Friday gather outside the Department of Education in order to make a scene and say, look, I'm elected to make a scene, so I'm here to make a scene. His security guard came out and said, I'm denying you entrance. And of course, they reminded him, we pay our salary. He said, that's fine. Well, yeah, are you going to stay here all night? If I need to, yeah. So Maxine Waters had no idea how to deal with this. A guy standing very calmly saying, I'm not going to be baited by you. It's just you have no legitimate business here. We're not letting you in.
Hold your face up. Look at him. Let him see you. This is him. Look at him. What's your name? Tell us your name. Give me that ID again.
I showed you the idea. I shared it to you.
So what?
I showed you the idea.
You do what?
I showed you the
Could
idea.
Could you let me see the ID again? Huh?
No.
Will someone else ask him for the ID? Will you ask him for it? He won't let me see it again. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
They didn't see it.
So Maxine just kind of went off the deep end. And my intellectual response or emotional response to that was,
oh, goodness, that was joyful. That was really good.
Yeah, very joyful. Very, really, really good. Maxine Waters and a bunch of frustrated Democrats, they were at the Department of Education last week, and apparently now they're going to go to Social Security and pull the stunt all over again because they cannot stand the thought of their sacred cows being gored and the taxpayers getting to keep some more of their own money. Maxine, thank you so very much for stopping in. And can I see your ID? I want to see your ID now. I want to see your ID. You got, look at her. She's there. Let's see her ID. Get out of here.
I don't think he knew who she was.
No, I didn't.
And that arrogance, like, don't you know who I am? But I just like the best part. Yes. Do you have business here?
Really? Yeah.
I mean, that was a classic. We need more federal employees like that. I've got to tell you.
You were hired by Elon Musk. You were, yeah. No, ma'am, I'm a federal employee. I mean, it was a zoo. And I think Jamie Raskin, if I recall correctly, Jamie Raskin was in that crowd as well. I don't want to be positive about them, but I believe he was.
Well, there were a bunch of them there, but it is just. And by the way, Trump has killed the Biden charging station fiasco.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was billions. Yeah. I can't remember the exact figure, but it may have been like $1 billion or something. I can't remember. Yeah.
Oh, you watched
on the charging stations? Mm-hmm. And you know how many actually were built?
Like one.
Yeah, I think eight.
Eight? Yeah.
Eight. So he canned it, and they're going to claw that money back and take control of that. That's just ridiculous.
Check this story out. U.S. Postal Service worker and an accomplice.
Yeah.
They've now been sentenced to prison. This is down in the Carolinas, involving stolen checks worth over $24 million. Now, Kedra Shannon and Desiree Carter and Dawn L. Gardner were all caught participating in this check theft scheme using Shannon's position as a mail processing clerk for the USPS office there in North Carolina to steal various checks. They've now been given prison sentences of 60 months and 54 months, followed by 2 years of supervised release. Gardner, also from Charlotte, was sentenced to 54 months in prison and 3 years supervised release for the thefts. $24 million, U.S. Postal Service employees.
Did they get the money back?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
So I think if they make restitution, I'm okay with 60 months. But if the money's gone, I'd give them like 10 years.
Yeah.
You got to send a message.
They sold the checks to other individuals using Telegram. So there you go.
Yeah. All right, Governor Moore, we're talking about him in this half hour. He's defending now his hiring spree while we are facing a $3 billion structural deficit. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Speaking of which, Michael and his firm are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them in regards to any number of serious accidents resulting in serious injury. You do need serious legal representation, and Michael offers that along with Stephen, Rachel, Marcia, all the associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries. They even have ex-insurance people that are working at the firm because they know the ins and outs of the insurance companies as well, because they'll deal with all the hassle with the insurances and medical costs. If need be, they can advance some costs, making doctor's appointments if you need that. They're a full-service law firm, and named one of the
best, 10 best personal injury law firms in the state year after year after year. So check out their website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
How about the fact that President Trump is revoking security clearances of all the lawfare operatives. Chairman Joe Biden has had his revoked, as well as Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, New York Attorney Tish James. That means they can't go into a federal courthouse. They're not allowed to walk into a federal courthouse. In addition, Andrew Weissman, Hillary Clinton's pit bull, Norm Eisen, lawfare, Lisa Monaco was just dastardly over at the DOJ. Jake Sullivan and Mark Zaid also had their clearances, along with the 51 people that signed that intel letter on the laptop. Every single one of them have had their security clearances revoked.
Oh, they abused the privilege. I mean, that's straightforward. 823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a man who never abuses his privilege, just his body. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, they ain't got much time left, I can tell you that. The interloop now is a broken down vehicle. Park Heights Avenue, left-hand lane, State Highway just pulled up with the Arrow truck, forcing all traffic to the center and the right. Not sure if they're going to have to push it out of the way or tow it away, but this just happened in the last 5 minutes. So if you're coming around the curve from Reisterstown Road, when you get towards Park Heights Avenue, stay to the center and the right through there. It's going to be adding to the backup. We're still slow on the Parkville side. The west side is still 795 down through Frederick Road. Baltimore County still working on the wreck, road blockage and injuries there. Jarrettsville Pike south of Paper Mill Road. The BW Parkway accident was southbound at the Capitol Beltway. And at last check, we still had delays back towards the area of Powder Mill Road. And it looks like they're still working on that wreck in the right lane on 895 southbound around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck Marty says, poor Chuck, first the Drake and now Browns.
Yeah.
He hasn't been this heartbroken since they closed the Westview Lounge.
And Neptune's.
And Neptune's.
Neptune's was the beginning.
Yeah, that was
I was
the
only
beginning.
A small child when that happened.
That's true. But, you know, these are a lot of fond memories come rushing back.
I still think it's hilarious that Browns is being turned into senior living. Do they give a discount to people who frequented Browns?
I don't know. Ask Chuck.
Chuck? You apparently get a discount if you frequented Browns over a period of time for the senior living place. You'll get a discount on your room.
You still got to have the secret membership card somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Everything else is in your wallet. Go look in the back.
All right, thank you, Chuck. It's Weather Channel. It's partly sunny, dry at 44 today. We got a winter storm watch in effect Tuesday night through Wednesday for some accumulating snow. 31 right now in Columbia, and it is 30 in Forest Hill. Let's take a phone call here from Brian in Towson.
Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, with the elimination of the penny, what effect is that going to have on the gas station prices?
They'll go up.
Yeah, well, they'll just be even, you know, they'd have to be on the dollar, I guess.
Yeah.
Be rounded up, everything will have to be done by the dollar. You have to get rid of the way, imagine, though, if you have to change all those pumps and everything.
Yeah.
That'd be, that's yeah. crazy. I look, I think Trump is, he's saying we're not minting any new ones. There are going to be millions of pennies in circulation already.
And it's, I know I'm geeky, but I still get kind of a kick whenever I happen to get a wheat. You know, because they're just not around anymore.
A wheat on the back of the penny.
Yeah. I once got an Indian.
I wanted to do for the coin collectors that if certain pennies now go up in value since there'll be no more minted.
Well, you know, coin collectors right now continue to look for, was it 1909 VSB or something like that, which was a very rare penny.
Yeah, my dad was into coin collection. I never really got into it. Yeah. I got into collecting coins for the money purpose.
Yes.
Not for the value of it.
Yeah. Chuck got into collecting dollar bills. But unfortunately, nobody much was sticking in his bikini bottom. So.
Right. For liar's poker.
Yes.
All right. So Westmore, we got a $3 billion structural deficit. And guess what? He has expanded government almost at record rates. You know, when he came in, he grew the workforce in the state by 5,000 employees. Lockdown Larry. 2,000 jobs were cut. So I'll give him credit where credit is due. He actually did reduce the size of some government agencies. But now we're finding out, Fox 45 did a FOIA request of the executive branch jobs that have been implemented since Governor Moore has taken office. 3,300 employees have been hired at the executive level from June 22 through June of last year. 700 positions were added to the Department of Health, 400 to Transportation, 400 to Human Services, 400 to DPS, 150 to the State Department of Education.
Were these 60. Open positions?
That's a good question.
And otherwise, how does he have the authority to do that? Where's the money come from?
I'm guessing there were vacancies. We'll have to find out more. But right now, look, you look at the Department of Transportation. They are running a huge deficit. More so than any other state agency. And according to the 2024 personnel report, the average salary for those jobs is about $78,000, the ones I just mentioned. Total benefits cost about $51,000. So for 3,300 additional employees, and that's they're saying additional, so I would think that's not a vacancy.
You're right.
If it's additional, it's not a a vacancy. It costs nearly half a billion bucks.
But then again, if they're new, has the Nino's now mentioned this, and you know, on the right when we talk with them on Friday mornings, Delegate Mangione, he's not said, oh yeah, that we're giving authority or the Democrats have given authority to the governor to spend all this money.
Well, and Moore's blaming it on Hogan. He says, quote, vacancy rates reached extraordinary highs and services were failing to meet the needs of the constituents they represent. The statement goes on to say Governor Moore is finding savings, but not at the expense of critical services. And he says he's willing to work with anybody that is willing to work with him in a bipartisan fashion.
I mean, we've been very clear that I will work with anybody. And if you look at our state, you know, we've introduced 26 pieces of legislation. Not only have we gone 26 for 26, but I've gone 26 for 26 bipartisan.
Yeah. Well, nobody believes he's working bipartisan with anybody right now.
No.
It's just, again, I think we have, when we get right down to it, we're a pass-through. I don't think he really, I mean, he cares about Maryland. He lives here, but I don't really think he cares. He's not going to go down.
He's not invested in Maryland.
You're right.
He's invested that's a good word. In a national run.
Because that's his ambition right now is pointing him all the way to the White House, hopefully in 2028, he thinks. All right, it's 8:30. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Doge and Senator Kennedy. Right now, latest news headlines, weather. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Still no word on the cause of last week's two-alarm fire at the State Highway Administration facility in Centerville. The Thursday night fire caused an estimated $800,000 in damage to the structure, contents, vehicles, and related machinery. A team of deputy state fire marshals say the fire remains under investigation, but at this time, there's no evidence of a criminal act. Former Channel 11 education reporter Dr. Tim Tootin has passed away. Tootin retired in 2023 after more than 35 years with Channel 11. In addition to his award-winning broadcast work, Tootin was a pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries and an affiliate broadcast professor at Loyola University, Maryland. According to Channel 11, Tootin is survived by his wife, Charlene, his children, and his grandchildren. Maryland's AG, Anthony Brown, has joined a coalition of 21 states' attorneys general to stand with federal employees challenging the Trump administration's buyout plan. They call the so-called fork in the road directive as an attempt to force federal workers to choose, with only days to decide, between accepting a legally fraught buyout and potentially being terminated. Yesterday, the coalition moved to file an amicus brief in support of a motion for temporary restraining orders filed by the federal workers. Baltimore County Police are investigating a weekend shooting on Route 40 at the White Marsh area. Officers called to the 11,000 block of Pulaski Highway just before 6 o'clock Saturday morning. They found a 38-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the leg. Victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. His injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. And Anne County Police were arrested a suspect in connection with a shots-fired incident in Pasadena last month. The arrest is one 27-year-old Montrell Musa for his involvement in the shooting. Detectives believe there are additional suspects. The investigation is ongoing. 8:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their Mega 3-Month Emergency Food Kit. Each kit provides over 250 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and take advantage of this $250 discount to secure your family's future now. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pick 3, lottery number 294, your pick 4, 8037. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Vehicle on the Beltway that was broken down on the inner loop of Park Heights Avenue got pushed over to the right shoulder, so it's still there, but all the lanes are open, but we're still backed up. If you're coming up from Liberty Road through 795 through Pikesville, it's going to get better, but it's going to take a while. The outer loop is still slow from 795 down through Frederick Road, slowing on the Parkville side. They're still working on the wreck, 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway around the Lombard Street Bridge. That's still blocking the right lane. 95 took a hit from that, and a lot of traffic going south on 95 was backed up after the ramp at Moravia Road. Big wreck earlier this morning, Jarrettsville Pike, south of Paper Mill Road. There's a report of a vehicle fire now west of Annapolis on 50. It's reported westbound in the area at Davidsonville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry weather to kick off the work week. A few clouds today, 44. Winter storm watch tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday morning. Light snow tomorrow afternoon. Heavier snow overnight. Tapering off to a mix of rain and snow later Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No three-peat for Kansas City last night as the Eagles put an end to that before the half.
Third and 16. Mahomes rolling out. Looking. Firing. Intercepted. Picked up by Cooper DeJean. Gets a block. DeJean is in. Touchdown.
Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox. Patrick Mahomes sacked six times, throws three interceptions as the Philadelphia, well, how do you spell it?
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
According to Philly Mayor Cyril Parker, captures Super Bowl 59, 40-22, the final over Kansas City. Meanwhile, a couple of good matinee appetizers for you yesterday in these parts before the Super Bowl. First in D.C., where the Caps trailed late to the Utah Hockey Club.
Strome's had a good day at the dot. He gets another one. Ovechkin with a screen developing to the front.
Joe B with a call on Monumental. Wilson's 24th goal of the season, tied it at 4 with 1:30 left. But the Utes, what is a Ute, prevail in a shootout 5-4 over the Capitals. Meanwhile, just a few miles away in College Park.
Dumped it down to Reese, who has the size advantage over Williams. Count it! Another assist for Queen, and a chance to put the lead back at 14.
Caught on the Big Ten Network, Derek Queen all over the court yesterday, a career-high 29 points, 15 rebounds to boot. Maryland 90-81 over Rutgers. Terps are 18-6 on the season. NCAA men's basketball rankings will get a reorder today as the nation's top two teams were both upended Saturday. Florida takes down number one Auburn. Clemson at home ends Duke's 16-game winning streak. College lacrosse yesterday, Navy uses a 10-goal opening quarter, cruises at home over Iona 22-9. 15 players scored for the Mids, led by Race Ripley out of Archbishop Spalding with 4. Saturday action, Hopkins gets its third win over a top 20 team to start the season, 11-6 over Georgetown. Maryland in overtime defeats Loyola 8-7 in Baltimore. Terps improved to 2-0. Maryland has now won 24 of 27 all-time meetings against the Greyhounds. D3 on Friday night, what a game. Stevenson scores 8 unanswered goals in the fourth. They beat Ohio Wesleyan 19-14. Max Racich, 6 goals, 2 assists, 8 points. Time now, 8:37. When we return, Philly fans make themselves heard.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
So what?
What is a hair tablet?
I don't use them.
It's the best-selling hair tablet in the world.
It's a furry electronic device.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
I thought it was something you hold in your hand and you...
it's like, yeah.
Like a tablet.
Like a tablet, yeah.
So Philly it's fans make themselves... yeah. So Bruce and I were talking about this, Sean. You know, Taylor Swift got booed last night. Like, right. Roundly got booed. Yes. Let's just get a little clip of that real quick. So I'm watching the video while that sound is playing, and she I don't know if you saw it, but she gave the side eyes to whoever was next to her. And then she mouthed the words, "What is going on?"
Right.
Right, because I'm sure she never heard that before.
Well, I mean, let's face it. It sounded to me last night at the Superdome, there were more Eagles fans than there were Chiefs fans.
That's exactly
there.
What Bruce said. Yeah.
And I think most of that was Eagles fans booing her.
Eagles fans are notorious.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Look, it's okay. It's Tay Tay will get over it. And again, I'm just so looking forward.
She's laughing all the way to the bank.
All the way to the bank.
No doubt about it. But at the same time, though.
Looking for a new boyfriend, one that can catch passes.
I think there was some Schadenfreude on the, on the part of most football fans yesterday.
Some what?
Some Schadenfreude.
Is that like a.
Is that like
Sigmund champagne
Freud.
Or something?
Yeah. Is that like Schadenfreude?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not German, so. Wait.
You think you're
that's
Yiddish.
That's the Jewish way of pronouncing it.
Yiddish would help you.
I see.
A little Schadenfreude.
Well, on that note, thank you, Gary.
Ishka Bibble.
Okay. 8:39, 21 before the hour. You're on the morning drive with Casey Elliott.
It's a Shonda. It's okay.
It's a harp and a bishop.
It's 8:40 right now. Talk Radio 680. Well, we kept the control of the show until now. That's not bad. It's 8:40. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Democrats are all hit up about Elon Musk. You know, that unelected billionaire who's taking over the world.
First and foremost, Elon Musk.
This is a dictatorship in the making. We're not going to have apartheid in America anymore.
I have no idea where the last one came from, but believe me, I'm sure he meant it very sincerely. Wow. And Chris Coons, meantime, gets up and is trying to justify exactly why it's a good idea for your tax dollars to be spent to develop a new Sesame Street for Iraq.
This isn't just funding a kid's show for children, millions of children in countries like Iraq. It's a show that helps teach values.
I don't care!
It's pennies on the dollar. The U.S. Department of Defense has an annual budget of about $850 billion.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
It is a small proportion of our total federal spending. And as Joe and I would often say, it's not just soft power, it's smart power.
Think about this. The justification here is, well, after all,
the man's
Defense Department, they spend more. So what?
The man's a flipping idiot. He really is. You people in Delaware can't do better. Come on. I mean, the bearded marks is just, I mean, that's ridiculous. First off, we spend so much money antagonizing cultures we don't understand by trying to impose that left-wing dribble on the people of Iraq. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous.
And the whole justification of, well, the Defense Department spends $850 billion and USAID on this project was only $50 billion. Who the hell cares?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not related one to another. If you want to justify the spending, well, you better come up with something better than somebody else spends something more.
There's good news from Secretary Hegseth regarding the Pentagon.
That includes a Pentagon audit, which, to the Marines out there, y'all got to figure it out. And we appreciate that. Lean and mean. We are going to focus heavily to ensure that, at a bare minimum, by the end of 4 years, the Pentagon passes a clean audit.
Wow.
The American taxpayers deserve that. They deserve to know where their $850 billion go, how it's spent, and make sure it's spent wisely. It used to be that if you called for an audit, somehow you were undermining the department. I believe the exact opposite. I believe we are accountable for every dollar we spend, and every dollar of waste we find or redundancy is a dollar we can invest somewhere else. As President Trump has committed directly to rebuilding our nation's military. So rebuilding our military is key.
Yeah, I'd like to know that $850 billion is being spent in some worthwhile cause. And actually, that's one of the areas Donald Trump said, that's next.
Yeah, there's
that's
a lot.
That's next.
And he did shut down the Liz Liawatha's pet agency, which wasn't really an agency. It wasn't funded by Congress. It was the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's been shut down. The speed of which this is happening is just mind-boggling. And Trump said it in an interview the other day. He says, the first thing he does, he wakes up, is business. It's got to get down to business.
Well, he is. And since the guy is one of those unusual individuals who gets by on like 4 hours of sleep a night, not bad at all. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still a little busy southbound, but we're moving. Four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry tunnels southbound. That backup is eased up a little bit. They were still working on the wreck on 895 southbound near the Lombard Street Bridge. Still there, but it's not a big deal right now. 895 looks better through that area. Didn't find anything on the vehicle fire. They went out and checked on 50 westbound, west of Annapolis, out around Davidsonville Road. Said they didn't find anything there. Broken down vehicle still causing a little bit of a problem. It's on the shoulder. Inner loop at Park Heights Avenue was earlier in the left-hand lane. Still working on the wreck. Jarrettsville Pike, south of Paper Mill Road in Baltimore County, and also Baltimore City Fire. We're looking for an accident on the BW Parkway around the city-county line. So if you're coming up from the Beltway, you're coming down from the city below Russell Street in the Westport area. Heads up, the fire department is checking on both sides of the road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, we've heard from the management over at Browns. They want to know, where should they send the disguise you used to use? What address should they send that to?
Was that the gorilla suit?
No, actually, it was the French maid's house outfit.
It was a hat, trench coat, and a big nose with
big
glasses.
Mustache.
I used to wear the gorilla suit for the gorilla of my dreams.
All right, on that note, I'm sorry I asked. All right.
happens every time, doesn't it?
Weather Channel forecast. Partly sunny today, high of 44. Winter storm watch in effect through tomorrow afternoon to Wednesday morning. Accumulating snow is expected. Right now, 33 in Severn, and it is 31 in Pikesville. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, they've done it again. The Never Miss a Super Bowl Club is still at it. Three surviving members now, all aged 88, 85, and 82, all made it to yesterday's game in New Orleans. They have gone to every Super Bowl since the first one in 1967.
How cool is that?
Here they are talking about this year's game.
It's great to get with these guys again. I'm probably one of the original members.
My favorite city to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean, the people here, the weather's usually good.
My favorite city is New Orleans.
How about that? Everyone, all 59. That means it's been going since their 20s.
Yeah.
That's just incredible.
Yeah.
And I don't know with you how many were originally in the group, but three are still alive. Wow. So I just got this post from the Doge subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
They're reminding me that there's a hearing this Wednesday at 10 a.m. They're first on the Hill.
Okay.
This ought to be fascinating. Here is some
Johnny Ernst thing?
Yeah. Here's what they're promising. $2.7 trillion with a T. $2.7 trillion of your hard-earned dollars down the drain. Your money has been sent to fraudsters, dead people, illegal aliens. It has to stop. The Doge Committee will expose the truth and offer solutions to fix it.
Good.
This Wednesday morning at 10. I know where I will be. J.D. Vance is suggesting judges are not allowed to control Trump after courts are blocking his policies. They're saying this is the executive branch is controlled by the executive, who's mm-hmm. the president under Article
yeah.
2. Okay, all powers, vested powers, are the executive branch, reside with the president. Not some judge, no matter who appointed him, to block executive plenary power. And so J.D. Vance is suggesting Trump should just ignore it.
Yeah.
Just ignore the, like Andrew Jackson did.
Yeah.
And so that'll be interesting if this continues now. But Elon Musk is unveiling a creative proposal to rid America of the corrupt judges, sabotaging the Trump administration. His idea centers around elected bodies determining who the absolute worst judges are and having them fired every single year until they're all gone. Quote, I'd like to propose that the worst 1% of the appointed judges, as determined by elected bodies, be fired every year. This will weed out the most corrupt and least competent. End of quote. Well, I think what he's talking about here is judicial activism, because that's what we have now in many of these judges. Mm-hmm. Just because mm-hmm. they hate Trump and they don't agree with him politically, we've seen it with lawfare.
Yeah,
I would recommend maybe a three strikes and you're out rule. For instance, if you're overturned three times by a higher court in your tenure on the bench, out you go. This would make them stop and look at things to apply the law as they believe the law is written or it should be written, not some politicization of the federal courts.
I'd say maximum 18 years term limit. So if somebody gets on the bench when they're 50, fine. You're going to be on the bench until you're 68. That's it.
That's a lot of damage, though. They can do in 18 years.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. But you get some
radical judicial activists on the bench in 18 years. They can wreak havoc.
They're slapped down over and over and over again. You know, I mean, that's what happens. They just get slapped down by a superior court.
It's amazing.
Over and
lawyers,
over.
If you file something, the lawyers can be disciplined.
Yep.
People can be disciplined for frivolous lawsuits, both the people that file them and the lawyers that file them on their behalf. In fact, you can be fined. You can get tossed out of court. You can be fined for a frivolous lawsuit. What about a frivolous act by a judge? See, they act with impunity. And what are the checks and balances on the judges? Now, people will say, it's Congress. It's the
they can be impeached.
Congress can be impeached.
Yeah,
but it never happens. When's the last time a judge has been impeached?
I don't know.
Okay, now some homework.
Okay,
for the show,
I'll get right to it.
It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave, and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
You had your shot at a two-state solution. You blew it, Palestinians, or whoever the hell you are. If you voted for Hamas to be in power, GTFO. It's about damn time we did something about it. Hebrews, homeboys, hillbillies. We were going to come together to save America, and guess what we're going to do now? We're going to save Israel. And if you don't like it, go live in a hellhole somewhere else. Go to Afghanistan. They're recruiting people in Afghanistan.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We found the list of demands by Charles Whitaker at Brown's.
Oh, okay.
So when he booked a room at Brown's, he often had to have a Pollock Johnny's sausage with everything on it,
mm-hmm.
and Bailey's on ice.
They go together.
Yeah.
That was the only those flavors go together just better than you could possibly imagine. You put them in a blender, you drink them right down. Chuck Whitaker. A man who actually was the very first to put a lime in a coconut and drink it down. Traffic with on the 3, sir.
I did that watching Mike Fast because he had his head stuck through a hedge at a nudist beach. And he had black socks on, and as soon as I saw that, I drank heavily for the next 3 days.
Hedges? We need no stinking hedges.
That was in Jamaica.
Yeah. Jamaica? It just wasn't good.
No, she wanted to go.
And see, he was distraught because he lost in a pool game. Never got one shot after the break. I took his money, and he had no spending money, and he was done. So, you know, but stories are stories. BW Parkway, they found the wreck southbound, leaving the city, and before the Beltway. So you're in that area after Westport and before the Beltway on the Parkway southbound. Two lanes are blocked there, according to the authorities there. Some leftover backing in and around the Beltway, but nothing major. There's a new problem now in Timonium and through that area. There's a report of a water main break at York Road at Bologna, so traffic outside the Beltway on York Road can be some limited lanes in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So Weather Channel says it's going to be partly sunny and dry today, high of 44, and then Tuesday afternoon to Wednesday morning, look at poor Kim.
Yeah.
She's just got this look on her face like, you've got to be kidding me, you know? There's no kidding when it comes to that frozen white death, Kim. Snow begins Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning. 2 to 4 inches north and west of the city, 3 to 6 south and east, and maybe even 6 to 8
in
the eastern shore, southern Maryland. So they're going to get really bad.
Snow bunnies, Kim. Snow bunny city.
And you're a lot less here where we are than elsewhere.
Yeah. Look, if I could find Mother Nature, I would fight her, okay? And that's the point now.
You'd punch her out.
Or I'm like, you know what, throw the dukes out because this is ridiculous. I mean, I've never seen a winter so bad. This has been going on for quite some time.
You've never seen a winter this bad.
How about President's Day?
You know?
Was it 2016? The President's Day blizzards, back to back?
Yeah. Was that 2016?
Yeah, I remember one in the, like, 1980s.
Well, we had two back-to-back. Remember, we had 20 inches, and then we had another one that was, like, 22, 23 inches back-to-back.
Okay.
And I think it was the President's Day storm. I can't remember what year it was.
I think you were actually in Belize for that entire period.
Yeah, that must have been where I was.
It must have been, yes.
Yeah. So
what's coming up?
We got a lot to talk about. The Eagles. I did Eagles. Not see that coming. Oh, you spell it? How do you spell it?
Eagles. What is it?
E-G-L-S.
Something
early. Yeah. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Of course, we're going to also talk about the halftime show. Lots of feedback on that one. And I thought that was interesting because I actually have the Kendrick Lamar album.
Okay. I'm being told that I'm a generation, somebody from your generation has to explain it to me because I don't get it.
So here's the thing. Listening to what I heard last night during the performance, if I didn't have his album, I wouldn't have known what he was saying.
Okay.
And I said on Twitter, I was like, look, I can understand the confusion because he raps really fast. There's a lot of like hidden messages.
Right.
It's like, if you can't hear it, it doesn't really matter. So I think that's what it came
down
to.
Yeah, it sounded like the grown-ups and Peanuts.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, you know what? I still think back to Bruno Mars. I loved his performance.
Yeah, Bruno Mars was great.
Yeah, he was really good. Usher last year wasn't too bad. I thought it was more dancing than singing. So I don't know.
Right.
It was okay. Well, anyways, we'll talk about that. Also, Taylor Swift getting booed and President Trump being cheered. Vivek Ramaswamy with the question of the day. Should high school seniors have to take and pass a civics exam?
Yeah.
I think, you know what? It's time.
It is time, yeah.
You know? And there are a lot of people weighing in online, so I'll get that from the audience today. And then, of course, there's a local official out of Montgomery County that believes that we should pay for phone calls for prisoners. They're talking about this more and more.
Oh, that's the Wald Stryker bill?
Yeah. You know what? Why am I paying for their amenities?
Yes.
When I go to a hotel, I have to pay
for my
own
paying for the three hots and a cot. You're paying for the medical care. You're paying for their law library access. You're paying for everything.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. They should just have, like, friends. So you can say with friends like that, who needs amenities?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bruce,
I have to warn you, Kim, about setting him up for stuff like that.
I know. Yeah. I should have known. Well, we have lots to talk about.
All right. It's coming up next, right?
Thanks,
after
guys.
9 o'clock news. Kim Klosick live here on WCBM. Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I just Chuck in the nudist colonies. That's not a good sight.
We'll trust you on that, Kurt.
Anyway, this all this U.S. aid is nothing but crapola. It's payola. They made up these names and ended up in Democrat pockets. You know, you're never going to convince me that it actually went to Big Bird or some stupid thing like that. It's just it's just payola.
Well, what that Trump is saying when he's talking about kickbacks. Plus, USAID provided full funding for the 9/11 linked leader Anwar al-Awlaki, who was taken out by Obama drone.
Yep.
And care packages were found with Hezbollah and Hamas marked USAID. So we're now finding that they were funding terrorists as well. Kurt, thanks again for the call. Appreciate that.
Okay, real briefly, Harry Claiborne, 1986, the last judge to be impeached and convicted by the Senate.
All right. Doesn't happen all that often. Almost 40 years.
No,
ago.
Yeah. See, I did my homework. That's all. It just took time to make sure my homework was all done. Folks, if you have just a minute, and that's all we do have, I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric. They've been in my home very recently, actually, doing some tremendous HVAC work, and I would recommend them to you. They're now actually Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They serve both residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication, and they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with a reliable heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems, particularly going into yet another winter storm this week. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com.
That's going to do for us. Stay tuned for Kim. See you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless.